this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Self-described friend of President-elect Trump is Mr. Trump's pick to lead the Department of Justice, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Trump moved quickly in naming Bondi as his nominee for Attorney General. He announced the selection of his longtime ally just a few hours after his other choice, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, withdrew from consideration. Bondi served as one of Trump's lawyers during his first impeachment trial.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Pennsylvania. Democrat Bob Casey has finally done it.
I just called Dave McCormick to congratulate him on his election to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate.
McCormick's win means Republicans will have a 53-47 majority in the Senate as of next year. Senator Josh Hawley says Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and FBI Director Wray showed the utmost disrespect for the American people by skipping a Senate Homeland Security hearing. The Missouri Republican says the two are required by law to testify, adding that both are unfit for office. Russia says it was not an ICBM, but rather new kind of hypersonic missile it fired into Ukraine the other day. Military analyst Matthew Seville says Vladimir Putin is
signaling to the Ukrainians, we've got stuff that outranges you, but really signaling to the West, we're happy to enter into a competition around intermediate range ballistic missiles. P.S. These could be nuclear tipped. Do you really want to take that risk?
Putin's action comes after President Biden gave Ukraine permission to fire American-made long-range missiles deep into Russia. An elevated risk of flash flooding and mudslides persists today across parts of the storm-weary Pacific Northwest. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been in the red so far. Right now, the Dow futures down 74 points, while the NASDAQ futures are off 85. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-818-0200 to find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here to help the listeners. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma should give us a call right now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-818-0200.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. 800-818-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good Friday morning at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty good ride early this morning with the major roadways open, including the live shot right here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We see all four lanes in each direction moving there. 895 right now is clear as well. Beltway, pretty quiet early. Nothing major. The BW Parkway is the active spot right now. Pretty active southbound around the bridge at Route 100 coming down from Hanover Road. All the lanes are open. Most of the activity is southbound. If you're going to be in Rosedale this morning, the roadway is still blocked. They had a water main break at Golden Ring Road at Kenwood Avenue, and a local detour is underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There is enough cold air in place that we are seeing a mix of rain and snow this morning. Any snow accumulation, light. And the temperature's warming up so that this changes over to showers later today. 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. City police investigating a murder in northeast Baltimore. Officers called to the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue shortly before 5:30 p.m. They found the victim unresponsive with a life-threatening gunshot wound. When medics arrived, they pronounced a 34-year-old man dead at the scene. A man is dead after a Thursday night shooting in the 3800 block of Dolefield Avenue in northwest Baltimore. Police responded to the shooting at around 8:30 last night, found the 29-year-old with numerous gunshot wounds. Victim taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead a short time later. And in Howard County, one person dead, another severely injured, following a Thursday afternoon crash in Howard County. Police say the two-vehicle crash in Clarksville happened just before 3 p.m. when a car crossed into oncoming traffic in the 13,100 block of Tridelphia Mill Road, struck a pickup head-on. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 616. Your pick four, 8279. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
What if your child's friend was seriously injured playing in your backyard? What if a jury decides that you had failed to make the area safe or that you had failed to properly supervise the children's activities? Would your homeowner's insurance cover a lifetime of medical bills and custodial care? Or if you cause an automobile accident resulting in serious personal injuries or a death, would your auto insurance cover the entire loss? Homeowners and automobile insurance can always come up short, leaving your assets at risk. Wouldn't you feel better knowing that your life's work is completely protected no matter what? Learn how a family asset protection plan can make you Stouffer Legal safe. It's easy, convenient, and more affordable than you might think. View an online estate planning webinar, then request your free consultation with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Don't go another day wondering if you're all set. Make your family Stouffer Legal safe. Start by visiting planbaltimore.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Harbaugh brothers will make history for the third time this Monday night in Los Angeles when older brother John leads his Ravens into SoFi Stadium to face younger brother Jim's L.A. Chargers. Here's the elder on the matchup.
It's a tough matchup. It's a very good football team we're playing this week. And they're highly ranked pretty much in every area. Winning football team, very physical, very tough, extremely well coached football team, no question about it. One of the best coaches of this generation, no question. I believe that. Even if he weren't my brother, I would say.
But he is his brother, and so, of course, inevitably, the questions eventually turned to that.
He's my brother. I've known him, you know, since he was born, and I've got that on him, you know, a couple months, but. He loves football, man. He loves his players. He loves football. He's always got some way of seeing things, I think, that's really interesting. And
no doubt about that. We'll hear from the younger brother, Jim, a little bit later in our broadcast. On the field last night, a snowplow in Cleveland. Al Michaels with the call on Prime. That touchdown with under a minute to play. And Cleveland beats Pittsburgh 24-19. I know it's a week-to-week league, but how in the world did that happen in a snowstorm last night? Baseball news, no shock here. Shohei and Aaron Judge are your NL and AL MVP winners. Coming up at 6:35, a warning from the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at their shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press Rosedale. Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. You can join the conversation here on the program in just a moment, but it is a Friday free-for-all, and it is November the 22nd. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And the top story here today is Matt Gaetz is out and Pam Bondi is in.
Yeah.
And the big question here is, this just kind of is not adding up, you know, for some strange reason. It seems to me like it's kabuki theater. We look at Matt Gaetz, of course, resigns his Congress seat. Mm-hmm. And it was basically told, you're a cinch lock to get in, either through confirmation or through recess appointment or through Federal Vacancy Reform Act. You're going to be in. And, of course, the uniparty smear machine fired itself up.
Sure.
And we're being told this was Gaetz's decision. And just the day before, we had these. He was smiling on Capitol Hill. He was meeting. He said, quote, I had excellent meetings with senators yesterday. I appreciate their thoughtful feedback and the incredible support of so many. While the momentum was strong, it's clear my confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to the critical work of the Trump-Vance transition. There's no time to waste on a needlessly protracted Washington scuffle. Thus, I'll be withdrawing my name from consideration to serve as Attorney General. Trump's DOJ must be in place and ready on day one.
Fair enough.
Okay. But Trump's reaction, which, again, a little bit surprised, if you're reading the tea leaves, I guess, accurately, is I greatly appreciate the recent efforts of Matt Gaetz in seeking approval to be Attorney General. He was doing very well, but at the same time did not want to be a distraction for the administration, for which he has much respect. Matt has a wonderful future, and I look forward to watching all of the great things he will do. And then, of course, J.D. Vance tweeted out something to him as well, saying that he was a patriot, and that after we withdrew his nomination, Gaetz responded to Vance saying that, he is he's looking forward to continue fighting to save our country, just maybe from a different post. So that's kind of cryptic.
Yeah.
What post? So here's the theory, the question. Was Matt Gaetz, who Trump knew was going to set the uniparty's hair on fire, was he a stalking horse? Was he sent in to clear the decks for Hegseth and for RFK Jr. and for Tulsi Gabbard and whoever else is to come? Is he the one that basically he knew which Republicans were going to, and by the way, there were four or five that Mitch McConnell, round up the usual suspects, Murkowski, yeah, Collins, et cetera, they were going to oppose this pick. And was he sent in as a stalking horse? Was the plan all along? And this is the reason why they did not hold a special election or schedule a special election for his seat in Congress. DeSantis has still not appointed a Senate seat yet. Was this all kabuki theater?
Who's the next senator from Florida? Could it be Matt Gaetz? That's one of the possibilities.
Yeah.
Is in this dynamic, they're told you're going to face too much heat here, but we need you to help clear the way so that we can actually have Hegseth and everybody else in, and then you get to be the next senator.
Might he be Trump throwing a turd in the punch bowl over in the U.S. Senate? Just, you know, thinking
about it. There's some imagery for you first thing this morning, folks. And happy breakfast to you. 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
Remind me not to go to any parties with him.
Honest to God.
And if they say Sean's bringing the punch, out. Call a cab. Call two cabs.
It's just amazing.
I'm glad I didn't say it, because I'd have been expelled or something, you know. In the meantime, speaking of which, for those of you who are having trouble with your water, there's a water main break. Golden Ring Road, Kenwood Avenue, and Rosedale, the intersection yesterday, had some lanes open today. They're saying it's blocked, and a detour is underway. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Very nice. On the JFX, if you have to come downtown early from Ruxton Road, we're still okay. We're under a five-minute delay. That's always good. Southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Went back and looked at the BW Parkway again. Not bad right now. And we're fine through Annapolis, both sides of 50 at the Bay Bridge with the lanes open. And then most of the traffic is westbound, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, and then the lanes open over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, we get a mixture of rain, maybe a light snow possible here this morning, but it'll change all to rain. Most of the snow is to the north of here, so I don't think we're going to see much snow here at this hour. We'll never
getting
know.
Up in Harrisburg to get some.
Yeah, okay. 42 today is the high, and overnight it'll be dry. Partly sunny tomorrow, 56, and dry on Sunday, and it is going to be 58 for the high. So just getting through this kind of wintry day today. Right now we're 30 and partly cloudy in Reisterstown. 34 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Matt Gaetz, as we have been discussing, has withdrawn his nomination to become the Attorney General. Gaetz says he's looking for a better job, you know, like special prosecutor. There'll be one available soon. Jack Smith going down in flames. Shocker, the Illinois Supreme Court has overturned actor Jussie Smollett's conviction on charges he staged a racist and homophobic attack against himself back in Chicago in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I'm a little suspicious of the story, but two of the judges on the Supreme Court apparently are Nigerian brothers.
The DA said it doesn't mean he's not guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody messed up.
On technical grounds,
yes.
They dismissed it. So here you have a guy who cost the city of Chicago a whole bunch of money, stirred up all kinds of racial animus for a period of time, mm-hmm. Is an admitted liar, and he now gets to walk away smiling?
Yeah. He goes into the Hall of Shame along with Al Sharpton with the Tawana Baloney case.
He just is a kind of a Netflix movie or something, too. It's just right. Like, the guy should be unhirable. I'm sorry.
Right. The McRib is back, McDonald's, starting December 3rd. And this time around, you can also purchase a half gallon of McRib barbecue sauce for only $19.99. Just remember, if you're a McRib fan, the half gallon of sauce is not a beverage to wash down your McRib.
Chuck.
What?
Just mention. Yeah, I just like your name, that's all.
Ellen DeGeneres has moved to England and has vowed never to return to the United States. She said she's not a fan of Trump, that she was tired of being ruled by a ruthless totalitarian dictator, you know, like the crew of her talk show had to.
Yes. Or Portia.
Or Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
Oh, they're all in the league of their own.
New survey on fantasy football team managers. 16% of them quit by week 6.
Hmm.
Pretty much by week 2, the New York Jets fans quit, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
Even the Browns won last night.
Yeah. You know the Jets, when they thought they got Rodgers, they figured we're the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well.
Didn't work out.
Doesn't work out all that way. Elton John's $25 million musical, Tammy Faye, is closing down after 5 days after opening night.
Yeah, $25 million. Opening anyway.
Yeah. That was the budget just for Tammy Faye's makeup.
Yes.
False eyelash.
Exactly. I remember her.
Oh.
So the surveys out of most clogged U.S. cities revealed ahead of a Brown Friday. This is the day after Thanksgiving, where plumbers say emergency calls skyrocket. And this is due to clogged kitchen sinks, toilets, garbage disposals, etc. Yeah. Who do you think are the most clogged cities in America?
New York.
No, they don't make the top 5.
No kidding.
They have a good sewer system. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something like Charlotte.
That's a good guess. Los Angeles is number 1, which is kind of surprising to me.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, number 2.
Yeah.
Huh. Pardon the pun. Sacramento, California, number 3. I'm sorry, Nashville, number 3. Sacramento's number 4. And Baltimore is number 5
with a
23% increase in clogged emergency calls.
Well, apparently sauerkraut's not good for your septic system.
Or whatever. I mean, I was shocked to see Baltimore just has this habit now of making every list.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is, we're somehow...
We're going for number one.
We're going for number one.
List.
We want to be number one in something.
But they'll settle for number 2.
Yeah, exactly. At least
once
on Brown Friday.
Once again, thanks, Chuck.
Thank you, Bruce. I just wanted to say your name again.
Wait a minute. Mr. Sauerkraut over here.
He brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Sure, exactly. You didn't bring it up.
No.
Exactly.
It's blaming it on me. How you like that?
You're sauerkraut and devil, you're going to bring it back up again.
Yeah.
All right. We're off and running.
You think that's bad? We're losing our baseball team. How do you think we feel?
Yeah, how about that? The Rays, where they're going?
I don't know. But maybe, they're going somewhere.
Maybe Nashville?
Yeah, good. Get the hell out of here.
Naples?
I'll help you pack.
Now, wait a minute. You were a frequent guest, you know, in some of the suites over there when
the
Orioles would come to town. You sponge off your friends and contacts to go get freebies. What are you going to do now?
Nothing. We'll figure it out. Plenty of minor league teams that have good hot dogs.
Yes. Like the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, that's all right. But, they blew the roof off the drop with the hurricane.
Yes, they did.
And St. Petersburg said, we ain't paying for that if you're going to move. So now they're at a stalemate.
One of those. We've seen those before. It didn't end well for the Baltimore Colts.
Let him go, is what I say. Let him go. No time.
Remember the 2 o'clock? Remember the 2 p.m. kickoffs on Sunday?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a stalemate until it wasn't.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is our number here, 410-922-6680. Just your thoughts on Matt Gaetz out. Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General, is the new nominee. And this is very curious. There are a lot of folks that think that she's a good pick, and some who think that she is a compromise pick. We'll explain why Pam Bondi is now causing her own little controversy as the Attorney General nominee in just a second. It's 6:20. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030. Where your stay matters.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
So the big question is, what happens next to Matt Gaetz? You've got the possibility. Well, first off, he resigned from a congressional session that hasn't convened yet.
Yeah.
So he could go back to his old seat.
Yes.
He can't go back to the seat now.
Correct.
In the 118th. But he can go back into the 119th.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility. The senator from Florida is a possibility. He could be appointed to some kind of czar position, which doesn't require confirmation by President-elect Trump. Or he could just hang in there and wait for something juicy like special prosecutor, which you know is coming eventually.
Yeah, eventually, yeah. 6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long, giving just a little bit of a punch. Chuck Whitaker.
Okay. To you or him?
Yeah, okay, then.
Okay, cool. I just saw the fire department moving around. They're in the area of Route 100 at I-97. They were coming eastbound. The report of the wreck is westbound between I-97 and the ramp at 170. So we're just waiting for the update. Looking at it west of there, there's nothing there. It may be back right at the ramp at I-97. So just a heads up on both sides of Route 100 there in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be maybe a rainy day today. All rain at some point, 42. We're expecting maybe a little snow flurries or snow showers. That doesn't look like it's going to happen. Tonight, it's going to dry out. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 56 right now. 31 in Forest Hill, cloudy skies, 33 in Pasadena. So here's the media reaction to the nomination, of Pam Bondi by President-elect Trump. This is over at MSNBC.
Pam Bondi is exactly what I was saying in the last segment that we should all fear, because she's competent. We may not agree with her ideologically, but she actually knows how to do this job. So if anyone on the Democratic side or anyone who cared about liberty or justice was thinking, well, maybe Matt Gaetz will screw this up and that'll give us some time. No, Pam Bondi knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing about immigration. Remember, Florida is one of those states that's been very aggressive about migrants and deportation and moving people to different states and everything else like that. Florida has enacted all sorts of rules and laws to curtail students and what they can do on campuses and finding legal justifications for manipulating education money. She is a dangerous and effective pick.
Yeah.
All right. So that is the left. That's on MSNBC. We've talked off the air this morning. You think she's a good pick?
I think
she's
a good pick.
Yeah. I'm concerned about the pick. And look, there are legitimate positions on both. Mike Davis, who I respect a lot, of the Article 3 project, said, quote, Pam Bondi's an outstanding choice by President Trump to serve as our next Attorney General. She's an experienced, bold, and fearless leader. She served as Florida Attorney General for 8 years. She'll bring crucial reforms to a broken Justice Department, including the FBI, end of quote. And that's Mike Davis of Article 3. However, Sundance over at Conservative Treehouse points to a story that many people are not aware of. And look, I believe Pam Bondi is competent. I think she's extremely smart. Mm-hmm. I think she's loyal to Trump. All those are good traits. The thing I worry about, can she be leveraged by the deep state, by the uniparty, by the swamp? And here's where I'm going with this. Do you remember the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case?
Sure, yeah, of course.
At one point, and you have to read the whole article to really get an appreciation for it, but they basically, Zimmerman was not guilty, and everybody involved in local law enforcement there knew it, and all the evidence pointed to that. That's not what the media reported, but that's all the evidence that George Zimmerman was an act of self-defense. This was never about a stand-your-ground case. It was an act of self-defense because he had his head being bashed in onto a concrete sidewalk, and that's when he pulled his firearm and shot Trayvon Martin through the heart. Well, apparently, Ben Crump entered the picture. Remember him?
Yeah.
That name ring a bell?
Remember the name, yep.
Benjamin Crump, apparently, when she was Attorney General in Florida at the time, Pam Bondi. Ben Crump, they had worked on previous civil rights cases together. Ben Crump went to his friend Pam Bondi and said, I need help with this case. And Pam Bondi then fired or dismissed all of the local law enforcement people or took him off the case and instead brought in this radical, she's a racial arsonist, Angela Torrey from Jacksonville, Florida, come in and become the special prosecutor in that case. And that's when the whole thing went, you know, up in smoke. Now, eventually, Zimmerman was acquitted by a jury. But he was, I don't think they were not even going to bring charges. Based on the self-defense case, Pam Bondi injected herself on behalf of Ben Crump and racialized this thing. And the question here is, can she be leveraged? Is that something that they can look at her in the future and say, we own you now?
I doubt it. Personally, look, my point of view is that she was one of... in the first impeachment, she was one of Trump's lawyers.
She was?
She was very, very good during the 2016 election. She was good earlier than that, actually. She was on the scene in Florida during the Hanging Chads thing. If you go way back, you can see her fingerprints there on a conservative basis. You can take a look at her behavior since then. She's a Trump loyalist. She is very good. She is very smart. And I think that she will... she will get the job done, and probably in a far less flashy way, but in a very effective manner, transform the Department of Justice.
But there's a big difference between defending Trump from impeachment and when you're trying to dismantle and take down the Justice Department, the FBI, the deep state, and so on and so forth. You've got obviously making enemies with being a loyalist to Trump, but when you're now in charge of dismantling and reforming the deep state's enforcement mechanism, that is the weaponization of the DOJ, things can get ugly rather quickly.
Yeah. Well, something tells me that if that happens, Donald Trump will simply dismiss her. But we'll see how that plays out. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or hearing your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Now, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, whether it's you or a family member or a good friend, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100%. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for over 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100 online, AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It is 6:30 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. City police investigate a murder in Northeast Baltimore. Officers called to the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue shortly before 5:30 p.m. found the victim unresponsive, life-threatening gunshot wound. Medics arrived. They had pronounced the 34-year-old man dead at the scene. Man is dead after a Thursday night shooting at the 3900 block of Dolefield Avenue in Northwest Baltimore. Police responded to the shooting at around 8:30 last night, found the 28-year-old victim with numerous gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead a short time later. In Howard County, one person dead, another severely injured following a Thursday afternoon crash. Police say the two-vehicle crash in Clarksville happened just before 3 p.m. A car crossed onto incoming traffic in the 1300 block of Tridelphia Mill Road, struck a pickup head-on. Driver of the car dead at the scene. Pickup driver taken to shock trauma in Baltimore. Howard County Board of Education is considering changes in its personal device use policy for students. Before any changes would be made, there would be a public hearing and policy review to put together recommendations. The changes could include requirements that elementary and middle school students keep their devices silent and put away from the first bell of the day to the last. High school students could use their devices outside of class time, laptops and Chromebooks only used for schoolwork. When the policies are clarified, they could begin in late January. And the Carroll County Reconsideration Committee has removed five additional books from public school libraries. The latest evaluation brings the total number of books not in school libraries to 26 books. Seven books being considered have been retained. It's 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes is next.
You have spent practically all of your working life getting ready for retirement. You are close to retirement, and one of the most consequential choices will be selecting the right Medicare coverage. If you are interested in learning about the ABCs of Medicare, join RBC Wealth Management and guest speaker Eric Leek with Vanguard on Tuesday, December 3rd. We will discuss how you can avoid the biggest and most common Medicare enrollment mistakes and how you can navigate Medicare Advantage and Medigap choices. To RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. Once again, to RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. Securities offered through RBC Wealth Management. RBC Wealth Management is not affiliated with Vanguard. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets LLC, registered investment advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 616. Your pick 4, 8279. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a delay on the Beltway interloop at Liberty Road. It looks like it was a broken down vehicle that was sitting right in the center lane. And I just think I saw the state highway truck move this thing over to the sides, going out of camera range just a bit. But it looks like the state police and the state highway truck have the vehicle now off to the right side in the process now of getting everybody back open. So if you're coming up from I-70 and you're moving up towards Liberty Road and eventually up into that area at 795, watch out for that. There's still some activity on the right side. The outer loop right now is running with the lanes open, but some slowing on the inner loop. Still looking for that wreck. Have not seen it yet, but the report is westbound Route 100 after the ramp at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
There is enough cold air in place that we are seeing a mix of rain and snow this morning. Any snow accumulation light. And the temperature is warming up so that this changes over to showers later today. 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens and Chargers on Monday night, and while the talk this week has been about Justin Herbert and the L.A. offense, don't sleep on this Charger defense.
That's so good.
when they're just flying around, creating chaos, getting turnovers, stuff like that. And that'd be a huge job for the defense to do, you know, for those guys to keep the offense off the field, creating turnovers. That's possibly holding teams to 14 points or lower, you know. That's all.
That was Lamar on what he sees on tape. The Chargers allowing just 14.5 points per game, as he said. Not only that, 14 interceptions, second in the league. Ravens injury news yesterday. Roquan Smith down again for Baltimore. Highly unlikely to play on Monday night. Travis Jones and Nelson Agholor were also missing from practice yesterday. Meanwhile, last night in snowy Cleveland.
Winston from the gun.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. How in the world, in a snowstorm no less, did the Browns beat the Steelers last night? 24-19. Baltimore says we'll take it. After the game, here's Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
That was a unbelievable atmosphere for a football game. Our fans were unbelievable. Maybe believable, just how incredible they were from the jump.
And how great is it just to watch snowy football on television? I mean, that just takes you back. Maryland football this weekend hosts Iowa on Saturday at noon. Terps at 4-6, hoping to keep their bowl hopes intact. And they'll honor 22 seniors before the game, including quarterback Billy Edwards Jr., wide receiver Ty Felton, running back Robin Hemby out of John Carroll, and Dante Trader Jr., the safety from Owings Mills out of McDonough High School. Baseball news, no shock here. Shohei and Aaron Judge are your NL and AL MVP winners. And this is a tough piece of news for the Capitals, suffering a major blow yesterday, announcing that Alex Ovechkin suffered a fractured left fibula the other night against Utah. The Grade 8 will be out 4 to 6 weeks. What a blow that is. Time now is 6:36 when we return, a warning from the National Football League.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station at WCBM. We can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is an interesting story here, and I don't think it's the first time ever, to be honest with you, but the NFL issued a security alert to teams and players, the Players Union, on Thursday following recent burglaries involving the homes of Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. In a memo obtained by the Associated Press, the league says homes of professional athletes, not only in football but across multiple sports, have become, quote, increasingly targeted for burglaries by organized and skilled groups while they are playing their games.
You know where they are.
You know who those groups are?
Right. You know where the players are. Exactly.
The groups, I've learned, have been identified as cartels.
From Latin America?
From whether they be MS-13, Trinidad, Aragua.
Wow.
That these are cartels that are targeting professional athletes because they have
money, tools.
Exactly. So they're now being targeted by the cartels, these professional athletes.
Look, it's a reasonable approach if you look at it from their point of view. No, I'm serious. I was...
Well, you got to burgle where the money is.
I had my house ransacked while I was on the air. I was working in Milwaukee. Mm. I came home. Of course, the radio was on to my station.
And the difference is... The value of the house went up after it was ransacked.
Exactly, what they seem to go for most in my house, by the way, is interesting, was fountain pens.
I was going to say the paper towels.
Is that why you're so clean with that pen?
Well, all right, I'll come clean. I'm a pen stealer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yesterday, I needed a pen. Sean, I needed a pen. I asked Bruce, can I borrow your pen?
Tuesday,
I said, can I take your pen?
Yes, and last Tuesday and last Thursday, can I borrow? What I'm going to do is, you know, in the gas stations where they give you the key to the men's room and there's a big block of wood on it that says men's. I got to do that to the pens I bring in.
Bruce, do you have any more pens?
Lots. Yeah, lots. All right. We anticipated your arrival. It's all good.
I got to get out of here.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39:21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join the conversation here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The left just seemed to continue to push back on a number of things here. They're still in meltdown mode.
Joe and me is still lighting their hair on fire. Stephen A. Smith, who is a reasonable enough guy. I enjoy listening to him, as a matter of fact. He is, you know, a sports guy. And he said, look, I didn't vote for Trump, but I did not behave the way Joe and Mika behaved.
I didn't vote for Trump. What did I say? What I said was, I think the presidency is a statesmanship position to some degree. I didn't like the way that he divides the country, and I didn't think the country needed that. What you never heard me saying was the kind of stuff that you heard on Morning Joe. It's not the difference of opinion. It's not the different ideology. It's the hatefulness.
Yeah, and it was pure hatefulness.
He's reasonable as long as he's not voting for Marxists.
Yeah, well, you know. But Chris Cuomo, on the same broadcast, Cuomo weighed in on this, and he said, look, Joe and Mika, they're hypocrites. They love this guy until they decided it was more advantageous to hate him.
Before they hated Trump, they did more to get Donald Trump elected, Joe and Mika, than anybody in the media. They loved him. They were on videotape in a commercial break asking Trump what they should talk about when they come back.
Yeah, and they had no problem with him. Then all of a sudden they decided, you know what, it's to our advantage for viewership to have a problem with him. So they changed their tune, and Cuomo says, look, it's not about a political philosophy for these guys. It's about the green.
This was never an act of conscience. It was just money. And now they need it, so they go.
That's it. They need it, so they go.
Yeah, well, that's Michael Steele. It's most of the people working at PMS NBC in that they went for the money. And the fact is that, as you point out, they loved Trump and they said nice things about Trump until it was more advantageous for them and their wallets to go the opposite direction.
Yeah, now, walking away from that because there's going to be more, something tells me that story's not going to go away real fast. You have the other story that is also not going to go away, particularly once Tom Homan begins his work, once Donald Trump is president. January 20 of this coming year. And you have governors now, Democrat governors, saying, well, okay, that's fine, but we're not going to let him do his job.
It's unlawful. You can't use the military. You can't do mass deportation. So any federal administration, you should expect states, and I think you should expect some bipartisan support, not just by the Democratic governors, is that violating the Constitution and the law, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
You are doing it.
Yeah. That's Michelle Lujan Grisham, by the way. Governor, I think is it Nevada?
New Mexico.
New Mexico, right? And she says that is against the law. Well, what's against the law, because of the Posse Comitatus Act, is to have federal troops show up uninvited in a state. True. Mm-hmm. She's got that right. That's not the intent here. The intent is that ICE comes in and does the job that they are federally mandated to do. So that's a straw man.
Yeah, Tom Holman has said that the National Guard will be used in logistics, transportation, infrastructure. They'll be used in areas that will free up ICE agents and Border Patrol agents to do their federally mandated job.
And he's also said, look, if they don't cooperate, we'll just send more members of ICE.
Yeah.
It's all right. If they want to not cooperate, that's on them. But you know, it does make the rather rational point. What governor or what mayor would like to have a whole bunch of people like this jackass who killed Lake and Riley in their town, in their state? Who wants that? I mean, his focus right now is get rid of the dangerous bad guys, period. So you're going to stand and oppose that?
Yeah, coming up at 8:05 this morning, we're going to tell you which Maryland elected officials, Democrats all, are opposing helping the federales round up the illegal alien criminals and thugs that are murdering, you know, like people like Kayla Hamilton here in Maryland.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once here he is, Punch and Judy.
Punch and Judy, Punch and Took Us. The interloop disabled vehicle has cleared to the shoulder now as you're moving up towards Liberty Road. So all of that is back open once again and getting a little better now. Still a little slow back at the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So just be prepared, some brake lights in that area. This wreck, and they have not turned the camera back to see where it is apparently westbound Route 100 near I-97. There was the fire department now. I think they may be leaving the scene, but the wreck was near I-97. And the report 2-3 minutes ago said it was only one lane on the westbound side. But right now, this traffic over at 170 appears to be moving a little better. So, you know, we can only assume without seeing it that some of the lanes may be back open once again. Still getting a good report and looks fine right now with the traffic moving in to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be, a rainy day today. We had a chance of some maybe light snow early this morning, but that seems to be staying off mostly to the north of the Baltimore Metro. So it'll be mostly rain this morning, on and off. A change over to all rain later today, 42. We'll dry out tonight. Tomorrow will be partly sunny and 56. And then for Sunday, dry and sunshine and 58. Right now, partly cloudy, 32 in Glen Burnie and 33 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending, the food and beverage world, public service for our listeners, in the name of Johnson.
Just save me a drumstick in the neck, okay, Chuck?
Okay, Chuck.
That was Peppermint Patty.
Yes, it was. Checkers and Rallies have introduced the new Philly Cheesesteak Bites, a snackable limited-time side.
Oh.
Yeah, Philly-style beef, grilled peppers and onions, melted cheese. And they're a twist on the Buford Bites, if you've ever had those at Checkers or Rallies.
Yeah, no.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I'll stick with a real Philly cheese. I'll drive up and get one. Thanks.
Really, will you?
Yeah.
You're one of those destination eaters?
In that circumstance, my daughter's one of my birthday presents once. I took them. The two biggies are like kitty corner from each other.
Pat's and what's the other one?
I can't remember. But we
Geno's.
Bought Pat's and Geno's. We bought two subs, cut it in half, and did a comparison test. I liked one. She liked the other.
It was an expensive sub. All that gas and everything?
Oh, it was worth it.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Little Caesars is offering a limited time online only deal when you get a large two-topping pizza for $5.99. Hey, that is a good deal.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, for under $6. Apparently, Kraft Heinz has pulled Lunchables off the public school menus.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Already probably the effects of RFK Jr. Being felt in public schools.
My kids lived on those for a while.
And, this is just bizarre. Of course, if you count the sodium levels in those, it's just one of the, it was like a salt snack.
Yeah.
You
just had a salt lick with them. It was fine.
Yeah. There's a new themed meal that McDonald's now is handing out. It's Taylor Swift. And it's starting in Canada. Hopefully this doesn't make it to the U.S., but it could very well be. You've heard of Happy Meals. Well, these are new McDonald's-themed meals. First one is Taylor Swift, and yes, they come with friendship bracelets. So,
all right.
Chuck can tie all of his french fries together and have a morning drive friendship bracelet.
They're my only friends.
No.
The sad truth of it is, you're probably right.
No,
it's true. We don't have many friends.
We view ourselves.
Once you've done a barter deal with Chuck, you it's like scorched earth.
Well, that's.
Well, I wish I had some to scorch your earth, I can tell you that.
It's that kind of witty repartee that keeps the show floating, doesn't it?
It does.
If I had a flamethrower right now, Casey, I would burn your ass.
Gee, that's an awfully nice thing to say.
You brought it up. You said, listen, he has no friends.
He's in such a good mood this morning, Sean.
I was doing fine till then. He's such an aggravating bastard. There's no doubt about it.
No, it was just coming along. We're just doing our job.
No, he knows. He knows what buttons to push. He's known me long enough. He never was anybody at WNEV. Now he thinks he's somebody.
Yeah, Mr. Instigator face over here.
Oh, my God.
I know what happens.
He's going way back now.
I know what happens. I saw him on West Street panhandling. I mean,
yeah, him and Marconi used to hang out together. Yeah.
Jake wasn't paying anything, so you had to get something.
I never worked under Jake.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was Ral.
They were under Ral Broadcast.
Ral Radio at the time.
Yeah. Is Jake actually the same guy in the City Farm commercials?
No.
This was Jake from Epstein's.
Yeah, this was the old HFS guy. Anyway.
Sorry.
Duncan's got a whole new holiday menu out now with merch items as well, so it pretty much killed a bit already, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
It was worth it.
Just one quick thing I want to throw in. You want to see something funny? Go on YouTube and look up Peanuts Goodfellas Thanksgiving.
All right.
They're actually doing Goodfellas as the Peanuts character. Peppermint Patty is Joe Pesci.
Oh, no.
I amuse you? I make you laugh?
Well, she's talking to Charlie Brown and everybody. Oh, my God, it's a riot.
Okay. Peanuts, Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. We'll check it out. All right, 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and the New Mexico governor basically saying she's not going to cooperate with ICE.
No, she's not going to cooperate. She says, as a matter of fact, she's not going to help ICE, and she will do her very best to stand in the way if they come into her state and want to do something radical like get rid of criminals.
Disrupting family status and the economy, inhumane, cruel, unfair, discriminate policies that, again, are illegal on their face, we are not going to cooperate in any way in that effort.
Well, you don't disrupt the families. If the entire family wants to leave because they have one criminal among them, well, they have that choice to make.
It's not illegal. There was the Immigration and Nationalization Act of 1996, passed by Congress, signed by then-President Clinton, that authorized these kinds of ERO, removal proceedings, and having ICE go in. And, you know, the fact of the matter is what's going to be sad is when these police departments are releasing illegals and they're not telling ICE. Yeah. Many of them, they're already in jail, so they're criminal illegal aliens, so they're releasing them right back out of the community. How is that keeping the public safe?
It's not. Yeah. Now, this, I think, because, look, it's almost January 20th, and Joe Biden is staggering around a beach somewhere over in Rehoboth having trouble with the dunes, because after all, they just apparently showed up there all of a sudden. He's never seen them before. But he was yesterday in the White House, and he was there just long enough to introduce the Celtics. Remember the Celtics, don't you? Big basketball team.
Sure.
What town are they from?
Boston.
That's right. Well, for Joe, he got there eventually.
Welcome to the White House. 2024 NBA champions, the Bulls. You're Celtics, right? The Boston Celtics.
Yeah, almost the Baltimore Celtics.
Yeah, almost.
We almost had the Celtics, folks. We were that close.
They were
close.
Almost the Boston Celtics, which Boston is in Northern Virginia.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe that's where he was confused. You know, 651.
We're by a subway stop.
Time to call Tim Kyle. Come out to check out your heat pump, your furnace, because you know, Tim Kyle has built an excellent reputation of doing great electrical work. If you need electrical wiring, you need lighting, interior, exterior, of course, Tim Kyle, any kind of electrical problem, Tim Kyle is the one you want to call. But just this past year, they've added the HVAC component to their company and bringing that same commitment to excellence and service there as well. They help fix an issue that I was having with my heat pump. They'll do the same thing with yours. Make sure that it's operating properly as we get into the colder weather and efficiently as well, so it's not costing you a ton of money to run that furnace or that heat pump. Call, schedule your maintenance or service visit today. And 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can go online, timkylecompany.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. My messages often sound a warning of coming disaster that may be unavoidable. But with the bad news, I also must give you glad tidings. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. And from Psalm 118:6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? John 14:27 tells us, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And from Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This world is evil. There is danger lurking around every corner. And yet the Lord's people have a peace about them that passes all human understanding, and it's free for the asking. If you don't have it, what are you waiting for? And if you don't want it now, then when? This is Pastor David Lewis at the Moment of Truth.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 6:53 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels, and so far so good. Looking live at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Lanes are open there. All four lanes are moving south. 895, not bad at all. Good conditions right now, right after the O'Donnell Street ramp. You might still see the remains of that wreck in Anne Arundel County. Heads up for that at Route 100 on the westbound side approaching I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a mixture of mostly rain today. I think the snow threat is pretty much non-existent at this point. All rain, high 42 today. It'll dry out and be nicer this weekend. Right now, 31 and partly cloudy in Ellicott City, 36 in Stevensville. I did want to share with you most of our listeners, at least via text or email. We haven't had callers yet regarding this. Regarding the Matt Gaetz out and Pam Bondi in, most are saying they believe Trump was playing chess. All of those are playing checkers, that Gaetz was a stalking horse. He was, Pam Bondi's actually the real choice. Gaetz was sent in to blow everything up, which...
take the heat off of a number of...
Take the heat off
Hegseth,
the next nominee, because that's the most important one. And maybe there won't be such pushback on Hegseth, maybe Cash Patel with FBI, because they keep floating Mike Rogers' name. That would be disastrous for Mike Rogers to be over at the FBI. So, and basically you're saying, trust Trump. He knows better this time than he did last time. Because remember, two of the three attorney generals were washouts.
Yeah,
Jeff Sessions was horrible. He did nothing. Bill Barr was actually damaging, I think, to Trump. Matt Whitaker was the best of all. He was acting attorney general, and he's now going to be the NATO ambassador, so we'll see what happens there. Tony's in Rosedale.
Morning, Tony.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say that the U.S. Coast Guard is exempt from the
Posse Comitatus,
Act. The Coast Guard conducts operations within the United States. They deal with drug running in the East ICW of all up and down the coastline. They have units. They have tactical units known as port security units, and they have a rate. They have a job in there called ME, which is maritime enforcement. So they could be utilized by Mr. Homan if he wanted to do that.
Yeah, you're right. And that would be in waters that aren't international waters, but these are U.S. territorial waters off both east and west coasts and the Gulf, et cetera. So he's absolutely right, but that they are exempt.
Well, you're still limited in places like New Mexico and Nevada and Kansas. But it's hard to get the Coast Guard there.
They also board ships out in the harbor and in the bay before they're allowed to come in to offload.
Yeah, they would be, I think, an important tool in this deportation fight as well. Tony, thanks so much. That's a great point. Thanks for calling in. The ongoing problem in Baltimore is illegal guns and juveniles. It's a huge part of the city's gun crisis. 111 juveniles in the past year have been arrested with illegal guns. And again, some of the residents are getting fed up with this problem and say it's time to get serious and do something about it.
You know, if they want to be robbing and all like the big boys.
Yeah. So they want to be the big boys, treat them like the big boys. Right? If they want to do adult crimes and act like adult criminals, then they should be treated as adults. Here's Commissioner Richard Worley saying this is part of the problem that we have right now with the juvenile injustice program in the state of Maryland.
We arrested a 12-year-old. Well, we didn't even arrest him. We had to take him home. We had him with a handgun last night.
Yeah. 12-year-old with a revolver, which was stolen in South Carolina. And they arrested a 12-year-old with that. And guess what? He's not going to jail. He's not going to detention. He's going home to maybe mom or daddy. We don't know which or if any. And this, according to some city residents, this is the major problem affecting Baltimore right now.
Juveniles. That's the biggest problem right now.
It is the biggest problem right now. And look, who's in charge of this? It's Governor Wes Moore. And just about every state agency, whether it's DJS, more on them coming up a little bit later on in the 8 o'clock hour, they're begging for help, the employees inside DJS. DHS, which doesn't know how to keep gangbangers and people accused of murder out of classrooms. So they're under the gun. So just about, I'm not saying every state agency, but a number of state agencies are having problems executing what they should be doing under this governor.
Yeah, well, the governor doesn't seem to be all that interested in getting the job done, Sean. So
it doesn't seem to me as if he's a good manager at all. I mean, you know, he smiles a lot and he says all the right things. And people, you know, got him down on the short list for 2028, although he's only polling at 1% for Democrats on president. But let's look at what has he actually done. And, you know, right now we have a number of state agencies that are in disarray. We have the horrific taxes and fees. He went ahead with this red line project, this blueprint for the future. We're looking at massive structural deficit of almost $3 billion in 26 and maybe $6 billion by 2030. This is catastrophic for the state of Maryland.
Okay, take a look at Bill Clinton's history. He gave a horrible speech at the Democratic convention. 4 years later, he was the presidential nominee. In the year he gave that horrible speech, he wasn't polling 1%. He was nothing. And a lot can happen in 4 years. Take a look at Barack Obama. What did he accomplish in the Illinois State Senate? Zero. He voted present virtually every vote.
So basically what you're saying is for the Democrats, it doesn't matter what your record is.
It doesn't matter.
As long as you're a glad hand in a politician.
You've got a great smile and great say the right words.
And you can deliver the speech that's written for you, then you have a chance.
Yep, exactly.
All right, still to come, Marjorie Taylor Greene has a solution for the bathroom trans issue, so we'll get to that and much, much more. It's 7 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Say hello to President-elect Trump's new choice for Attorney General.
Well, I was a prosecutor. I was a homicide prosecutor for 18 years. I was Florida's first female Attorney General. And I was special advisor to Donald Trump, Office of White House Counsel. But most importantly, I'm his friend.
Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi at a Trump campaign rally in North Carolina a while ago. Bondi is the AG nominee after Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth has met with Republican senators, insisting he's innocent of sexual assault allegations dating back to 2017. He says there was an investigation, adding that he was completely cleared. Longtime Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania finally conceding the race to Republican challenger Dave McCormick.
As the first count of ballots is completed, Pennsylvanians can move forward with the knowledge that their voices were heard, whether their vote was the first to be counted or the last.
The win by McCormick means that Republicans will have a 53-47 Senate majority next year. Russia says it was a new kind of hypersonic missile it unleashed on Ukraine yesterday.
What the Russians are trying to do is to try and intimidate the Ukrainians and their Western backers from pushing back any further and to gain as much as they can for the next 60 days until the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Former U.S. intel officer, Russia expert Angela Stent, Moscow's retaliating after President Biden allowed Ukraine to fire long-range U.S.-made missiles deep into Russia. The Pacific Northwest can't seem to catch a break from bad weather. Another powerful storm sweeping the region, downing trees and power lines. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features down 64 points. More on these stories at townhall.com. No.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good morning. It's 7:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Friday morning on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck if you're coming north out of Crofton. It's reported northbound on Route 3 between Walchapel Road and Route 175. Apparently, there's a pretty good-sized backup there on the northbound side, so you'll have to factor that in if eventually you're coming up to the ramps at Route 3 and around westbound I-97. Speaking of I-97, the wreck earlier was westbound on Route 100 near the bridge at I-97. So again, a heads up for that. Beltway looks good. Right now we're doing fine. Moving south, most of the traffic this morning early, of course, is southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There is enough cold air in place that we are seeing a mix of rain and snow this morning. Any snow accumulation light. And the temperature's warming up so that this changes over to showers later today. 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now it's 34 degrees in Pikesville, downtown Baltimore. It's a bit warmer. 36 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Howard County Board of Education is considering changes to its personal device use in school. Before any changes would be made, there'd be a public hearing and policy review to put together all of the details. The Carroll County Reconsideration Committee has removed five more books from public school libraries. The latest evaluation brings the total number of books not to be found in the school libraries to 26. Seven books that were being considered have been retained, according to the Carroll County Times. The committee is also keeping a book that will require parental permission to check it out of the library. The committee says it now has evaluated 61 different removal requests. Garrett County under a winter storm warning until midnight tonight. Significant snowfall expected in the county, and the State Highway Administration has activated the snow's emergency plan. That is as of yesterday afternoon. WISP is expecting at least 6 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. Going to be skiing to be had. There's a slight chance that Washington County could see a few flakes, but no accumulation expected. And medical malpractice attorney Stephen Snyder has been held in contempt of court, and the judge in his attempted extortion trial ordered him jailed overnight. At 7:05 at WCBM, lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 616, your pick 4, 8279. And next, it's Starring on Sports.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Ravens' defense made big strides last week against the Steelers, holding Pittsburgh out of the end zone. Question posed yesterday to Kyle Hamilton was, can they build on that come Monday night?
Yeah, I think it's easier said than done. And, you know, it's something that we kind of got caught up saying against Buffalo. And then coming up the next week and not doing. And so I included, as well as everybody else in the building, definitely doesn't want that.
Ravens, by the way, 42-18 in primetime since Harbaugh took over in 2008. Best record in the league. And the line is Ravens giving 3. We'll see how it goes on Monday night. Meanwhile, the Ravens got some help from Cleveland last night in the snow.
Winston from the gun.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. The final, unbelievably, in a snowstorm was 24-19, Cleveland over Pittsburgh. And this prompted wide receiver George Pickens to say this in an interview after the game.
What do you guys try to take away from this loss? What's the message, you know, in the locker room?
Just keep grinding. Like I said, conditions played a huge part in today's game.
I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all.
I agree, but at this point, Cleveland has beaten both Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the AFC North. MVP awards in baseball yesterday, Aaron Judge in the AL, Shohei Ohtani in the NL. Just think about this for a minute, what Shohei has accomplished this year. He created MLB's 50-50 club, won his first World Series title, his third MVP, all while rehabbing his throwing arm. And the Capitals announcing yesterday that Alex Ovechkin has suffered a broken fibula. The Great Eight will be out 4 to 6 weeks. Ovi's chase is stalled. Coming up at 7:35, history made in the NCAA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. You can join the debate and the discussion, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and here are your top stories coming up in this hour.
Later on this hour, I'll tell you, folks, it is amazing exactly how the woke are ruining women's athletics.
The message that's being sent loud and clear is, do not oppose us. Do not even dare to question our motives, or else we will get rid of you.
At 7:35 this morning, pushback by the GOP in Bucks County, PA.
And I have a message. Peacefully, we are coming for your seat in 2027. If you don't resign today.
Have at it.
Have at it. Yeah, well, we'll see, you know. Nothing more I like than a good game of let's you and him fight. So that's good fun to watch, if nothing else. However, in Washington, D.C., boy, I tell you, I read this in only one fashion, Sean. The frustration of the political left to see that African-American men in greater numbers than ever before voted for a Republican for the presidency. What you hear from folks like Ayanna Presley, what you hear from folks like Jasmine Crockett, is this frustration. And they have to somehow change the conversation back to more familiar ground. Here's Jasmine Crockett.
There has been no oppression for the white man in this country. You tell me which white men were dragged out of their homes. You tell me which one of them got dragged all the way across an ocean and told that you are going to go at work. We are going to steal your wives. We are going to rape your wives. That didn't happen. That is oppression. We didn't ask to be here. We're not the same migrants that y'all constantly come up against. We didn't run away from home. We were stolen.
Well, actually, in all fairness, the slave trade has existed for thousands of years. We all think, pretty much, I think, that it's morally wrong. But if you're looking for people who are dragged from their homes and sent overseas against their will, take a look at the Irish indentured servants who were brought here early on. Take a look at the Chinese who were brought here and enslaved, in essence, by commercial interests later on. So there are a number of examples, but Jasmine Crockett, she wasn't done yet.
You tell me the prolonged cruel or unjust treatment that you've had, and we can have a conversation.
You could start with Exodus.
Yes, I was saying.
Zing.
Absolutely. And then this was... I don't know why this matters. I don't know why this matters. If you're the very first to do something, yeah, that's noteworthy. That should be mentioned. But when you're number 55...
I can't even tell you how many white men have served in this chamber, but I can tell you that I am only the 55th black woman to be elected to Congress. And so when you want to talk about history and pretend as if it was so long ago, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because, again, I am just number 55.
By the way, she tried to hire, I think, a Sammy Hagar as her chauffeur. He said, I can't drive 55.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, he just made the decision at that point. No, that's not going to happen.
It's all about the numbers. It's all about, you know, again, not about merit. And look, years ago, there weren't a lot of black folks representing in Congress. And that's changing. I mean, it's changing all over the place. Brown, black, Asian, doesn't matter. It's the United States House of Representatives is really indicative of the diversity of the United States.
A little bit more from Jasmine Crockett. And then Ayanna Presley tries to cow down a former U.S. veteran. It's going to be kind of fun to hear. That's coming up right now, though. It's 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Scared me again.
I know. So here we are, Thursday morning at 6:13.
Yeah.
There, Chuck, and now you're really confused.
Yeah. All I know is I'm leaving in the next 2-3 minutes. I have a train to catch.
Oh, I see.
Only kidding. That westbound side of... Westbound side on Route 50 is clear right here at Ritchie Highway, getting out onto the Severn River Bridge and then over towards Roe Boulevard, eventually towards I-97 and I-97 southbound. The morning backup not quite there yet. It's busy after Route 32, but with the lanes clear. If you're coming north from Crofton, again, a reminder, there was a wreck northbound Route 3 after Wall Chapel Road and before Route 175. They're saying that only one lane was open and there is a backup there on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast going to be, mostly rain today. We had a threat of snow earlier on, but that stayed to the north. But it'll be a rainy Friday, 42, and then drying out tonight. Partly sunny, 56 tomorrow, and sunny and 58 and dry on Sunday. Right now, 32 on a partly cloudy skies in Parkville, 33 in Pasadena. Time for our mega movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, so as you now know, Matt Gaetz is out as Attorney General nominee and has been replaced with Pam Bondi. And it looks like she's going to probably sail through the confirmation hearings unless there's something else out there. And there's a lot of criticism of the Trump transition team. They didn't properly vet Gaetz. So maybe they exactly knew who Gaetz was, and that's the reason why he was selected to clear the decks. We don't know. Trump has this uncanny habit of playing 2-3-4 steps ahead of everybody else. So we'll have to wait and see. As to the rest, and here's what's interesting, because a lot of folks were, you know, putting their political capital.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman defending Gaetz.
So one of the things that I'm very troubled by is we seem to get where there's an investigation done, the matter is resolved, and then we move on. And then something like this comes up where he's nominated for a position and people kind of want to drag him through the mud. I've worked with Matt Gaetz for the last 2 years on the Judiciary Committee and the Weaponization Committee. He's an incredible, brilliant legal mind, and he is someone who I think would go in and stir up the DOJ, which is what we need. We have uncovered a substantial amount of information of how the Department of Justice and the FBI have been weaponized against the American public, and Matt Gaetz has been instrumental in exposing that and trying to hold people accountable for the decisions that have been made. And I think that's really why they're attacking him and trying to derail this nomination.
She makes a great point, and I would love to see Harriet Hageman in the Trump cabinet, because I think she'd be great. But the problem is you can't keep sacrificing seats in the Senate and in the House. And I think Trump now realizes that. That's why he had to go outside for his attorney general pick. I thought Jeff Clark would have been a great pick. I think Ken Paxton would have been a great pick. Mike Davis also I thought would have been a great pick, but he doesn't want the position.
Right.
And he made that very, very clear. But her point is that these investigations that have unfolded, they've been exonerated, nothing wrong. DOJ looked at Matt Gaetz, nothing wrong.
FBI looked at him.
FBI looked at him, nothing wrong. Same thing is happening to Pete Hegseth now for the defense secretary position. Hegseth addressed the media yesterday on Capitol Hill.
We take absolutely nothing for granted, and we welcome the opportunity to talk to any senator
that wants to talk to us.
Did you sexually assault a woman in Monterey, California?
I have, as far as the media is concerned, I'll keep this very simple. The matter was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared, and that's where I'm going to leave it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and people keep saying that Josh Hawley's name has come up. If Cash Patel can't get through whatever at FBI, that Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, who was a former prosecutor, would make a great FBI director. Hawley weighed in on the Pam Bondi pick yesterday.
We need to overhaul DOJ and the FBI, and I think Pam Bondi will be up for that task. And I hope that she will pledge right now to work with Congress to lay it all out. Let the truth be known, to get it all out there, and let's overhaul these agencies.
The problem, once again, you lose a Senate seat, perhaps, and you know that if you take a senator out, that the left, the Democrats, they're going to file up the billionaire machine, and they're going to throw a ton of money into that race. So politically, it probably is best to let sleeping dogs lie. So what's left for President Trump's cabinet? We're still waiting on a Treasury Secretary nominee. And there are three, the list has been whittled down to three. Scott Bessent seems to be the favorite there. National Economic Advisor still needs to be selected. We need a HUD secretary, an IRS commissioner, an ag secretary, which could be Sid Miller from Texas, and the very important position of FBI. This is key. And Cash Patel's name has been floated, as is Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers is a deep state apparatus, yeah. So that would be I don't think Trump is going to go there. I think that's not going to happen. Elsewhere, the Trump world leaker continues to drop hits on Pete Hegseth. It'd be interesting to see who's doing this and be able to route that out once and for all. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene has come up with an excellent solution to the bathroom problem on Capitol Hill. Here's my women's bathroom proposal. Instead of making a trans bathroom, we should make a Republican women's bathroom and a Democrat women's bathroom, so all the Democrat women who agree with men using the women's bathroom can share their bathroom with the mentally ill trans biological men that they support. But no biological men, no matter what level of dress up they play or allowed in the Republican women's bathroom. There you go. And I guess independents, you choose. You can be free to choose whichever you want. Okay. It's so easy, isn't it?
Really?
Ronald Reagan's biographer, Craig Shirley, we've had him on here a number of times.
Yeah.
He has announced he's going to, he wrote great books about Time for Choosing is one of them. This new book he's going to write on Donald Trump's historic political comeback. Craig Shirley is an excellent author, and I can't wait for that book. It's going to be a must read. 59 days to go until Inauguration Day.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
You know, that phrase, golden age, is making their heads explode. They don't like it at all. So, I wish he would say it more.
More reason to use it.
Wallace Roofing. I want to tell you about now's the time. You know, you got the rain and maybe a little snow and ice that starts in the wintry months, and that really does a lot of damage to your roof, especially if it's up there in age. So if it's, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 years old, whatever, and it's been through a number of these, you know, cycles of winter, and the freezing temperatures contract, and in the summer the heat expands, and that constant contraction and expansion causes damage to your home, especially to the roof. So call Wallace Roofing, come out, visually inspect your roof if it might need some repair, and perhaps it needs replacement. The best thing about Wallace is, first, they've been on business for over 90 years. They don't use subcontractors. They're all Wallace Roofing employees. They offer 0% financing available. And the fact is, you get quality materials with craftsmanship and affordable rates. Best thing. And everybody knows, look, it can be expensive, but Wallace Roofing will work with you and your budget as well. So give them a call, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Their MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
If you've tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of the highest quality made in America. The CBD from the Trusted Lab is lab-tested and all-natural, and now to get extra 30% off their Black Friday deals. Shop today for 30% off at thetrustedlab.com.
Hi, I'm Mark McVeary with Reverse Mortgage Answers. Tired of worrying about your finances? If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage can give you your financial freedom without monthly payments. Imagine being able to pay off your mortgage, clear up debts, or simply enjoy retirement the way you've always dreamed. A reverse mortgage can make that happen. Call me today at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070 and discover how your home can work for you.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the great lineup at WCBM. Join me this Sunday afternoon at 4 for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There is some slowing on the Beltway if you're coming south from Liberty Road and from 795. Don't see anything in the roadway now. They have the camera at I-70 looking at the flora and fauna, which is over to the west side of the Beltway, which is very lovely that the trees are changing leaves, and it's just fantastic. But looking at I-70, where there's one vehicle there and not looking at the Beltway, ain't doing me any good. So if they can do something with that, that would be fine. Get the drift? Okay, fine. The accident northbound Route 3 on Chapel Road, that is cleared. They're still indicating, and they are the state and also Anne Arundel County, saying they're still working on that wreck on Route 100 westbound, coming over to the bridge at I-97. And according to the data that we're looking at, it looks like there's still a backup there on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, rain throughout most of the day today, 42. Tonight it'll dry out. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 56. And right now we're 33. Partly cloudy skies in Arnold, 33 in Dundalk at 724. You're up to date on the morning drive. Coming up at 735, the Republican pushback in Bucks County, PA.
Now, Jasmine Crockett, after arguing somehow, this is during these DEI hearings, get rid of DEI hearings going on at the Hill. And she was just outraged, the idea that you'd think about getting rid of DEI because, after all, we've been oppressed. Okay, fine. Then she, after this whole rant, Sean, she argued against every single thing that she has said up till that moment. Listen to this.
The reality is that when it comes to financial performance, companies with more diverse workforces are more likely to outperform their competitors. Companies in the top quartile for racial diversity are 35% more likely to outperform their peers on profitability. Companies with diverse executive teams are 25% more likely to generate greater profits. Diverse companies earn 2.5 times higher cash flow per employee.
Okay, now.
Diversity works.
Yeah, if that's the case, you don't need any law. You don't need DEI. Any reasonable company seeing those numbers would say, well, gee, maybe that's something we want to look at to increase our profitability. You don't need the federal government telling them you must now go out and hire a specific number of people of specific genders, a specific racial makeup. You don't need this. So she's arguing against her own point of view by saying, look at all the successful companies who have black or other Hispanic employees. If that's the case, okay, argument's over. You win. So get the federal government out of it. And then in the same hearings, you had Ayanna Presley. This is wonderful, because this is happening all the time. Don't you let so-and-so's name cross your lips. I've heard this, over and over again over the last 6 months. Here it is.
I'd also just like to take a personal note of privilege to say, please keep Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s name out of your mouths. Yes. Your perversion of his words and his mission, when his children have asked you to stop invoking his name and perverting his work when he was a proud and unapologetic black man fighting for equality for black Americans and all marginalized people.
And a Republican.
And a Republican, right. So, Clay Higgins, Republican, is sitting there, and he says, oh, give me a break.
I appreciate my Democrat colleague for exemplifying exactly the kind of oppression of freedoms that we're referencing. How about we'll quote whoever we want to quote? How about that's my First Amendment right? Like, how dare a white Republican quote Martin Luther King? We actually had a congressman say that just now. In this committee.
Yeah. How dare you have his name on your lips? Well, if it's a famous quote from a famous person, okay. So you can quote whoever you damn well please. That's the point Higgins is making.
We will quote who we please to quote.
A disgrace.
And we will continue to speak freely because, now, I'm a veteran. That's the country that I serve. That's the Constitution I swore an allegiance to. And that oath has no expiration date. I will fight for it with my last life's blood. For my right to speak freely and yours, good lady.
Yeah. Just draw the line in the sand and don't let them cross over it.
Yeah, he's a fighter. Yeah. That's what we need. We need right. more fighters in Congress.
You allow somebody else to say, here are the things you cannot say in public. Well, no, we have a First Amendment in this country, unlike virtually every other country in the world. We have a First Amendment. You can say what you choose to say. If you're going to slander somebody, if it amounts to libel or something is defaming, there are legal remedies for that. But beyond that, you want to quote Martin Luther King? Go ahead. You want to quote Gandhi? Go ahead. You want to quote Coatefill? Whoever it might be, knock yourself out.
I think it would have been a great touch had Clay Higgins quoted Malcolm X, who warned about the most dangerous to the black community is the liberal.
Yes.
That was a Malcolm X quote.
Yeah.
I would have had some fun with that one.
One final quote from Higgins. He said, because nobody's been oppressed, here he is.
You will never hear me saying, how dare you quote anybody you please to quote. And that exemplifies America, precisely the type of institutional oppression that my colleague, Mr. Cloud's bill, for which I'm an original co-sponsor, hopes to push back against.
Yeah, I've heard, and I know you have too, Sean, over the last handful of years, don't let so-and-so's name cross your lips.
Yeah.
If so-and-so's name can cross my lips, whatever I damned well please. Thank you very much.
Right. Well, we had the slap. Remember, that's when it all started. Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Jada
Don't let your, my wife's name.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Yeah.
So that's where it all started, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of devolved into this. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com and our Facebook page, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael E. Friedman. Check it out. Up next, the GOP pushes back in Bucks County, and we'll choose your fake news. It's time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. City police investigating a murder in northeast Baltimore. Officers called to the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue shortly before 5:30 p.m. They found the victim unresponsive with a life-threatening gunshot wound. When medics arrived, they pronounced the 34-year-old man dead at the scene. Another man dead after a Thursday night shooting in the 3900 block of Dolefield Avenue in northwest Baltimore. Police responded to the shooting at about 8:30 last night. Found the 29-year-old victim with numerous gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead a short time later. No word yet on what led to that shooting. One person dead, another severely injured following a Thursday afternoon crash in Howard County. Police say a two-vehicle crash in Clarksville happened just before 3 p.m. when a car crossed into oncoming traffic in the 13,100 block of Tridelphia Mill Road, struck a pickup head-on. Driver of the car dead at the scene. The pickup driver taken to Shock Trauma in Baltimore for treatment. Howard County Board of Education considering changes in its personal device use policy for students. Before any changes would be made, there'll be a public hearing and policy review to put together recommendations. And the Carroll County Reconsideration Committee has removed five additional books from public school libraries, that is. The latest evaluation brings the total number of banned books to 28. The committee says it now has evaluated 61 removal requests. Additionally, the committee is keeping a book that will require parental permission to check out of the library. Out west, Garrett County under a winter storm warning until midnight tonight. Significant snowfall expected in the county, and State Highway Administration activated the county's snow emergency plan last night. Wisp is expected at least 6 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. A slight chance that Washington County could see a couple of flakes of snow, but no accumulation expected. It's 7:32, WCBM traffic and full weather next.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before, while while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 616, pick 4, 8279. And now at 733, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s.
JFX, you're doing fine. Ruxton Road right here at the city-county line, looking at you live, doing just fine coming through there. The Beltway, for the most part, is clear. Some areas on the Beltway now, if you're going south and eastbound, you're going to get the bright sunshine right on the windshield. So Bel Air Road to 95 and going down the west side from around the BW Parkway and through that area towards I-97. Any place you're going south and east right now, the sun is a factor. The west side is a little bit slow between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There is enough cold air in place that we are seeing a mix of rain and snow this morning. Any snow accumulation light. And the temperature's warming up so that this changes over to showers later today. 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So brothers got a hug, right? Well, maybe in Tommy Boy, but not necessarily between the Harbaugh brothers. John with some boyhood memories yesterday about how he and Jim used to get along.
And I would be able to take the pillow and I'd, you know, swipe his feet down and pin him and get back on top of him, you know. And I had forgotten about it. I mean, I did not remember it. But when you're the younger brother, that's the kind of thing you remember, you know. So
the game Monday night will ironically be played on the Harbaugh brothers' parents' anniversary date, 63 years. It was November 25th, 1961, John thinks.
It's their anniversary. Yep, it is their anniversary, November 25th. They got married in 1961, because I was 1962, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It was over a year later.
On the field yesterday, Roquan Smith missed practice for the second straight day. Hard to see him playing on Monday night. Travis Jones and Nelson Agholor were also out for Baltimore. The Ravens are a 3-point favorite. Last night in Cleveland, the Browns came back in a snowstorm. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-19 on a last-second touchdown by Nick Chubb. After the game, an unyielding Steeler wide receiver, George Pickens.
What do you guys try to take away from this loss? What's the message, you know, in the locker room?
Just keep grinding. Like I said, conditions played a huge, huge part in today's game. I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all.
You got to love yourself some George Pickens. On the ice last night, the Caps beating it home by the Avalanche. 2-1 was the final. But the big news was off ice. Alex Ovechkin was declared out for 4 to 6 weeks with a broken fibula, a major blow. After the game, reaction from Caps forward Tom Wilson.
Injuries happen. It's part of hockey, part of the gig. We all know that. Obviously, that's a big, bigger shoes to fill than kind of any other guy. But that being said, it's a team game. Everybody's got to step up.
Pierre-Luc Dubois had the Caps' lone goal.
Nobody in this league feels bad about injuries. Nobody feels like, you know, this team has injuries. We can take them lightly. They see it as an advantage. So we have a lot of talent in this room. We have a lot of leadership.
And finally, the Trump dance apparently has made its way to the U.S. national men's soccer team. Star player Christian Pulisic showing his moves the other night. Soccer commentator and former national team goalkeeper Tim Howard called the Pulisic stunt stupid and called him stupid for doing the dance. Wow. 7:37 is our time when we return history made in the NCAA.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
I think what's interesting about Tim Howard's comments is the fact that there is still that resistance in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, Pulisic, whether it's Pulisic, Bosa, whoever it is, they're just having fun. Yeah. And then Tim Howard, a guy like Tim Howard, just brings it way back down.
Well, do you remember during the Clinton-Gore era, the Macarena?
Yeah.
Okay. It was okay to do the Macarena. First of all, I hated that song. And secondly, it just, get your jollies off. Get your rocks off. You won. To the victor go the spoils.
Right. And then move on.
Oh, Macarena.
No, he doesn't like that song, Bruce. FYI.
Anyway, I stored that away for Monday.
Right? We're going to know that.
Wait a minute. Do we have a Tommy Boy reference in the sportscast?
Yeah, we had a Tommy Boy reference. It's one of my favorite. It's one of those movies that when it's on, you watch. Right?
Like Young Frankenstein.
Hey, real quick, this history in the NCAA. This is actually personal to me, too. Are you familiar with the name Sam Salt?
No.
S-A-L-Z? Mm-mm. First Orthodox Jew to play in a Division I NCAA college football game.
Wow.
With a yarmulke under his helmet.
Well, who do you play for?
Texas A&M.
Is that right?
They beat New Mexico 38-3 last week. And so you know the concept of Shabbat, right?
Yes.
You can't, an Orthodox Jew can't play on Saturday from sundown Friday to sundown. Okay. Well, this game was at night. It was at 8:30 after sundown. So he got into the game. He was on the special teams unit covering a kick, the opening kick. That was the only play he played all game long. First Orthodox Jew to play in an NCAA Division I game. Yep.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:30.
Hey, we got to do the predictions next time, right?
We do, and we got to do the Macarena.
Macarena.
He just did it.
Both will be shot at dawn tomorrow. All right, 21 before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Well, Bob Casey, no relation, finally conceded.
I just called Dave McCormick to congratulate him on his election to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate. As the first count of ballots is completed, Pennsylvanians can move forward with the knowledge that their voices were heard.
Democrats tried to steal that seat in the state of Pennsylvania, and Dave McCormick is the 53rd GOP senator when the next session convenes.
You saw election officials in Bucks County in particular saying that they were going to knowingly violate the law, where the law is very clear. The Supreme Court ruled that a ballot doesn't count if there's not a signature, and yet they were counting the votes.
But Diane Ellis Marsiglia, that Bucks County official, says, "Ooh, no, America, you are mistaken. She didn't really mean what she said."
Last Thursday, when I spoke at the meeting that you're all here about, the passion in my heart got the best of me, and I apologize again for that. That was a hearing, and we were talking about provisional ballots. We were specifically talking about the fact that there were certain provisional ballots where a judge of elections did not sign and did not make sure that the voter signed on the outside envelope. To me, it was frustrating and unconscionable that we would have to take away somebody's vote, not because they made a mistake, but because of an employee, one of our members of or one of the judges of elections, didn't know what to do or forgot or made a mistake. That issue that I spoke on has now gone viral from my comments. It was genuinely not the best words. I would do it all again. I feel terrible about it. I should have been more clear. I will be more clear in the future.
Don't sue me.
You didn't specify that were provisional ballots, and you led everybody to believe that was the undated mail-in ballots.
What the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did on Monday was rule, once again, and one time they were another way, that undated mail-in ballots should not be counted. There were 407 of them in the United States Senate race. That clarity came because we rely on the court, and we will not count them, and we have not counted them. My comments were not about those ballots. My comments were about the provisional ballots. And even as I say this, I know it's confusing, and it's no surprise to me that these issues have gotten conflated. It was my poor choice of words. They did get clipped. They were out of context, and they have been shown over. They have been shown over and over and over again on social media, national media. And I have literally been contacted by hundreds of people. And I'm being honest with you, all of them involved horrible, horrible expletives.
Now, think about that before you open your mouth. And then finally comes the kind of, sort of, pseudo-apology.
That we all say things that are out of turn. We all make mistakes. I made a mistake. And because I am an elected official, I am held to a far higher standard than everybody else.
No, you're not.
So to the citizens I serve, I apologize, yeah, and I will continue to work hard for you and endeavor to not make such a mistake again. I will also clarify one more thing. When I inartfully spoke and used the word precedent when I was talking about provisional ballots,
wait for it.
I was referring to the United States Supreme Court and the precedent that has been lost on many issues, including Roe versus Wade.
What? What? Oh, my God. You're going to go there?
That went over like a skunk in a party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, we'll hear what Scott Pressler had to say in just a moment.
7:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Be that contestant. 410-733. No, it's 410-WCBM-680. I'm going to give it phone number. Business.
He's giving
I was
his
about
home number.
No, it's about the.
Yes, he was.
A business I was about to call.
I know what he was doing. He's going to call himself.
It's a Reisterstown number. I was about to. It's a business I got to call.
Reisterstown will be 833.
Hmm? No, it's 733.
That's a cell phone exchange.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
It's the guy.
We don't know. This is what guy, Chuck, this is what I have to deal with every
it's
day.
It's the guy who's okay? building my deck.
Oh, there it is. He tried to sneak one through. He tried to sneak one through on us.
And I got to tell you, without any endorsements over the guys at Carol Landscaping, do a tremendous job.
There it is.
A tremendous job.
And you're paying for that job.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
He is now.
A lot. Traffic over there on the three. He's
coming out of his paycheck, that's why. All right.
All right.
Never. Let me say this for the record. Never say anything ever to me again about anything.
How about anything?
About that. About that. And, Sean, no more references to parties. We started off with a turd in a punch bowl, and now other stuff in this last one. All right. We're brought to you as a service.
I miss Christmas parties.
Well, it doesn't mean we can't have one. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There's a report now of a wreck on the outer loop right before Delaney Valley Road. I'm looking at the camera here at Providence Road, and they were looking at it, and they may still be looking at it. The camera at Delaney Valley Road is pointed away from the accident scene. So we'll try to get a look at that if we can. But in the meantime, if you're coming over from Hartford Road, working over towards I-83, that's the reason for the back up there at Providence Road. Still fairly good shape this morning early. Have not seen any big problems going south into both the harbor tunnels. JFX at last check was also in good shape as you're moving south through the city-county line. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze, and have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive. What was that noise? 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Mm-hmm. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio. Talk Radio 6. I know what's going on. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your weather channel forecast. We're going to have rain today. All rain. 42 and then drying out tonight. Sunny and 56 tomorrow. Right now, it is mostly cloudy. 34 in Dundalk and 31 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Up for grabs today, Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets. Five times the cash. Check them out, mdlottery.com for details. Marty in Pikesville is our contestant. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
All right, good luck to you. Story number one.
Don't sound so excited, Marty. I mean,
he's, you know, contemplative.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, he's
constipated.
Contemplative.
What do you mean he's constipated? How would you know if he's constipated?
Chuck has had a wax buildup in his ears this morning. Story one. Spirit Airways, which filed for bankruptcy this week, is now offering anyone who wants to leave the country a buy one, get one free airfare. Passengers pay full price to exit the United States, but the return trip airfare is free. A little bit of a promotional gimmick. Speaking of which, story two, a village in Italy is now offering $1 homes to Americans upset by the U.S. election result. Olali has been trying to persuade outsiders to move in to revive its economy after decades of depopulation. They say following the November 5th vote outcome, this would be the perfect opportunity to do just that. And story three, the Pentagon oversees more than 150 schools for the children of service members. They educate some 64,000 students, grades K through 12. This year, military children are learning that Thanksgiving Day is based on a falsehood, and the United States is stolen land. All right, story one, Spirit Airways, buy one, get one free for folks that didn't like the election results. Story two, the Italian village offering $1 homes disaffected Americans. And story three, Pentagon teaching military kids to hate Thanksgiving. All right, we will start with Chuck.
Well, I don't know. I think the Pentagon, I don't think, is teaching anything except how to steal money. Three.
Cards and letters to Charles Whitaker.
Go to hell.
He's not wrong.
Care of Buffet City, Brooksville, Florida.
Actually, find their money. How the hell are they going to find me?
Just send it right.
Exactly. No,
it's easy. You have a table with a plaque on it there, Chuck. So.
Only thing I have plaque on is my teeth.
They have a statue of a golden corral.
Yes. He's actually the chocolate fountain.
He's Wee Willie Whitaker.
Yes.
Oh, that's it. Two against one now. What's this, the Royal Rumble?
All right. Chuck, you're voting for three.
Yes, I did. Yes, I think okay. This case, yes.
Bruce.
All right. I think,
come on, low life, get in there.
Yes. I think Spirit Airlines, maybe a true story. The Italian homies, I suspect that's true. So, no, I think actually we're going to go with Spirit Airlines is fake news. Change your mind there. Yep.
In midstream. Kristen.
I think that may be true. Maybe they're trying to make up some money before they go out of business. And, yeah, sadly, the Pentagon, we're seeing where the military's going. Although, hopefully not for much longer once Trump gets in. I'll say number two. I think Europe's trying to get rid of the liberals just like we are. So I don't think that they would offer that.
All right, Kristen, select story number two. And Marty in Pikesville?
Oh, man, this is a tough one. I think I'm going with Chuck, number three.
Okay.
Always a good decision.
Marty goes with Chuck.
He didn't ask your opinion.
Number three. Story number one gets one vote. The Spirit Airways, buy one, get one free. That is our fake news story today.
Of course it is.
Sorry about that, Marty. Thanks for listening and playing the game.
Sorry, Chuck. That's two losses in a row, and I know that's tough for you.
Let me just say I don't give an RA about that.
You don't give a residence assistant?
Wait a minute. Weren't we discussing the statistics the other day?
Oh, my God.
And he almost had a conniption. The fact
almost.
That we were using basically 1 month and not cumulative.
Yeah, and actually,
so for somebody who doesn't care, I found that to be a rather curious response.
And actually, cumulative, if you go back to when this all started, Kristen is way number one.
Yeah.
I'm number two. Guess who's number three?
Right.
Yeah. Well, for this month.
No, cumulative, since the beginning.
That's a lot of crap. Since the beginning of what?
The beginning of time, right?
Yeah.
Because you've been around that long and you've been playing that long.
It is.
Let me get Donald on the line. He'll straighten it out.
It is a quote from Genesis. In the big inning. It's a baseball thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now we got blaspheme going on.
That's right.
Blaspheme?
We got an hour and 10 minutes to go yet, Chuck, so hang in there. All right, 7:50, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
752 right now, Talk Radio 680. WCBM coming up. Maryland Democrats say no ICE, thanks. They want their illegals straight. Oprah apparently still considers herself a victim. It has to do with a bakery that she's trying to run out of business, in essence. And juvenile services, they are begging for help. Anything you can do to help juvenile services, they say they need more employees and they cannot get the job done with those employees they have on hand. There just are not enough of them around. By the way, this note, interesting jimmying with the numbers. The FBI's Biden-era murder estimates, it turns out they are far below the actual number of homicides recorded on death certificates. So another confirmation that, yes, during the last 3.5-4 years, they've been lying to us, bald face. They have no qualms about it. They'll report numbers they pretend to be real, but they're not. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway, apparently in the median now, outer loop around the Laney Valley Road, and the inner loop is looking at it as well, backed up on the bridge at York Road. Things are a little better now through there, but just a reminder, if you're coming over from Providence Road, coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard, it's slow right through that area. So between Hartford Road, the Laney Valley Road, on both sides of the Beltway, coming over from 83 as well, that's where the slowing is right now on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a rainy Friday today, most of the day. High about 42, drying out tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, 56. And on Sunday, it'll be sunny and dry and 58. Right now, cloudy, 34 in the Middle River. And it is 34 in Severna Park. And coming up at 8:07 this morning, Maryland Democrats are opposing the Trump immigration deportation plan and will not cooperate. Right, we'll name names, and don't forget our clown car coming up at 8:15.
An interesting piece in National Review. By allowing a male player to join the women's volleyball team at San Jose State University, they have deprived female athletes of their privacy and scholarship opportunities. This is, we've been talking about the impact that this crap has on Title IX and on females who want to be go to college, go to university on a athletic scholarship. It's going to go to a guy instead, because his stats are better. Now, they've gotten so far out there that the assistant coach, her name is Ms. Melissa Beatty Smooz, she objected to having a guy on the team. And guess what? The assistant coach, she got suspended.
Safety is being taken away from women. Fair play is taken away from women. We need more and more people to do this and fight this fight, because women's sports, as we know it right now, will be forever changed.
Forever changed. One of the co-captains of the team, her name is Brooke Slusser, says that San Jose will sacrifice the women's volleyball team in order to satisfy one man who says, no, I'm actually a girl. Let me play on the girls' team.
It's amazing that other teams in the conference can stand up and just say, no, we're not doing this. And yet our school is still okay with having one person on our team that's causing all of these issues, and yet will not get rid of them.
Not only will the other schools in the conference say no, they are also saying, no, we're not going to play a team with a male player on it. Well, we've talked in the past, Sean, about female players being severely injured by some guy pretending he's a girl who spikes the ball into their face.
We've seen it in volleyball. We've seen it in lacrosse. We've seen it in some other sports as well, because of the muscle and strength advantage that biological men have. They can injure women, and some very severely.
Yeah, it's upper body strength is the difference in this. So, yeah, you're a guy, you jump high enough and spike a ball with all your strength into a female's face, and she's going to end up with a broken nose, broken cheekbones, maybe a damaged eye socket. That is the risk here. But, oh, to hell with the girls, really, really. Riley Gaines says, by suspending the assistant coach, by favoring the trans woman over real women, this is retaliation.
Well, it's retaliation. That's what this is. That's what the message that's being sent loud and clear is. Do not oppose us. Do not even dare to question our motives, or else we will get rid of you.
Yeah. Now, Riley has faced the same thing in her swimming career.
I'm just curious. Is now defunct The national organization.
They come in favor of the trans.
Yeah, you know, I can't imagine.
They do.
So they won't defend real women.
No.
But they will defend biological men who think they're women.
Yes.
Okay, that's typical liberal insanity.
It makes no sense at all. So you go to the Heritage Foundation. A great scholar over there, her name is Sarah Parshall Perry. She says, well, there is something that the president can do, the incoming president can do.
That effectively undoes the initial executive order from the Biden-Harris administration, which told all the cabinet secretaries to take all of their federal laws on sex discrimination and expand them to include gender identity discrimination. From that point, a host of ills was birthed. So now the president-elect is going to have a lot of work to do, but the first thing he can do is issue an executive order, making sure that sex means male and female.
And that's it. Sex means male and female. We're not going to destroy Title IX, which feminists fought for like crazy, in order to have scholarship opportunities for young girls in high school so that they could go to college, go to university on an athletic scholarship. And Parshall Perry says the impact on Title IX of these last 3.5-4 years is deadly.
It leveled the playing field by the feminists 52 years ago. Unfortunately, it has been turned on its head.
Yeah. Now, one more comment on this, Sean. From Michelle Tafoya, used to do NFL sideline stuff. She says, God forbid you actually tell the truth in today's society.
This is insane. And what it's done is it's not just taken spots away from women on teams, awards from women on teams. It has asked normal people to deny the truth in life that men and women are different. It is forcing people to shut up and not say what is true.
Yeah. There you go.
Pardon us for following the science. Michael Friedman and the law firm of Michael A. Friedman, there for you should you ever need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And I want to direct you to the website, maflaw.com. It's extremely informative and helpful. One, you can download the 15 things to do if you're involved in an automobile accident. I keep it above my visor, or you can put it in your glove compartment, but it's there in the car should you ever need it, because let's face it, these are traumatizing events, and you might need a little bit of a cheat sheet, to hint at or to suggest what you should be doing. There's also the personal injury app. You can download it to your phone. You can record witness statements, interviews, pictures of the scene, videos of the scene, what have you, and that is helpful in litigating these claims down the road. Remember, the website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, serving Marylanders for close to 40 years.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump did not waste any time naming a new pick for Attorney General after Matt Gaetz threw in the towel.
Just hours after Gaetz withdrew his name, Trump announced former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to be U.S. Attorney General. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. She's also been a vocal critic of the criminal cases against the former and future president. Gaetz stepped aside amid continued fallout over a federal sex trafficking investigation that cast doubt on his ability to be confirmed as the nation's chief federal law enforcement officer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Took a while, but Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania finally conceded the race to Republican challenger Dave McCormick. NATO insists Russian President Putin's unleashing of an experimental intermediate-range missile on Ukraine will not change the course of the war. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
This is a Russian leader who embraces escalation as a means of achieving his goals. Yesterday, the firing of this new hypersonic intercontinental ballistic missile targeting Dnipro, and then in his TV address, this direct threat, really, to Britain and America and other countries who supply Ukraine with longer-range missiles, all of that shows he is determined to escalate this.
Putin escalated after President Biden gave Ukraine the green light to fire U.S.-made long-range missiles at targets deep inside Russia. Bitcoin's post-election rally rolls on. The cryptocurrency trading just above record $98,000. Investors looking for a more crypto-friendly administration under President Trump. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 10 points. NASDAQ futures down 39. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
803 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
That West Side Outer Loop delay is slowing down 795 down through Liberty Road and eventually down towards Route 40 West. All the lanes are open and traffic is crossing at Route 40 with the lanes clear towards Frederick Road. So that's jammed up a little bit there. Parkville side has joined up with what was a problem between Delaney Valley Road and York Road on the Outer Loop. All the lanes are back open again, but right now it's Hartford Road over across through Perrin Parkway, and eventually we'll get better after York Road, but right now it's pretty slow on that northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There is enough cold air in place that we are seeing a mix of rain and snow this morning. Any snow accumulation light. And the temperature's warming up so that this changes over to showers later today. 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're looking at temperatures that are in the moderate to cool range. It looks like we just could be edging ourselves toward winter right now. Currently, you have around 31 degrees in Pikesville, 36 degrees downtown Baltimore. City police investigating a murder in northeast Baltimore. Officers called to the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue shortly before 5:30 p.m. found the victim unresponsive with a life-threatening gunshot wound. When medics arrived, they pronounced the 34-year-old man dead at the scene. Another man dead after a Thursday night shooting. This one, the 3900 block of Dolefield Avenue in northwest Baltimore. Police responded to the shooting at around 8:30 last night. Found the 29-year-old victim with numerous gunshot wounds. This victim was taken to the hospital as well, where he was pronounced dead a short time later. The Carroll County Reconsideration Committee has removed five more books from public school libraries. The latest evaluation brings the total number of banned books to 26. Seven books being considered have been retained. According to the Carroll County Times, the committee is also keeping a book that will require parental permission to check it out of the library. The committee now says it has evaluated 61 different removal requests. And Garrett County is under a winter storm warning until midnight tonight. Significant snowfall expected in the county, and the State Highway Administration activated the county's snow emergency plan yesterday afternoon. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number from last night was 616. Your pick 4, 8279. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and weather tech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
From John and Jim Harbaugh, top
down to bottom up, the Chargers are basically the Ravens West. Five players, including J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, are former Ravens. Five coaches, including offensive coordinator Greg Roman, are former Ravens coaches, which brings up the predictability issue. How predictable is each team's offense and defense to each other? Ravens head coach John Harbaugh offers on that.
We know the schemes pretty much, but there'll be wrinkles. You know, there'll be ideas. It's kind of the old, you know, they know what we know, that we know that they know, that we know that they know what we know. You know, and with that, there'll be wrinkles.
Got that. And how about the battle of the quarterbacks in this one? Lamar, 25 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions. Justin Herbert, his TD or INT, TD to INT ratio is 13-1. Meanwhile, that was fun last night in Cleveland, wasn't it?
Winston from the gun.
Al Michaels with a call on prime. Chubb's TD in the snow gave the Browns a 24-19 upset of Pittsburgh. Steelers are 8-3. The Ravens are 7-4. Pittsburgh still with four more division games left. Baseball news, Shohei Ohtani, 54 home runs, wins the NL MVP. Aaron Judge, 58 home runs, is the AL MVP. Caps not only lose 2-1 to the Avalanche last night on home ice, they lose Alex Ovechkin as well. 4 to 6 weeks with a broken fibula. Coming up at 8:35, the honeymoon is almost over. And that is Stein on Sports.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Join the conversation this morning. Let us know how you feel on your opinion on some of the topics. Gates out, Bondi in. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Top stories coming up at this hour. Vinny Schiraldi and Wes Moore's Department of Juvenile Services has got some problems.
We keep hiring high schoolers and grandmothers and aunties with no experience with working with these type of kids in an institution. This is what we're going to get. This isn't Sunday school. This is juvenile jail.
There you go. Also, did you realize we're a world full of victims? Gosh, it's so sad to see Oprah apparently is a victim.
She wants to be a victim. She jumps at the chance of being a victim. This is an opportunity for her to construct something out of probably sounds like whole cloth.
So our top story here today, in a week that we saw the brutal murderer of Lakin Riley sentenced, convicted and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, and he a member of the Tren de Aragua gang bangers from Venezuela. We remember the names of Kayla Hamilton and Rachel Morin, two Marylanders who were murdered in cold blood by illegals. We watch as MS-13 continues to conduct their operations in every county, every single county in the state of Maryland, according to my law enforcement sources. In a week, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins said that TDA, Tren de Aragua, is already infiltrating parts of Montgomery and Prince George's counties. We know that President Trump was sent with a mandate to secure our border and to deport as many, if not all, of the illegal alien criminals. And yet, Democrats, including Maryland Democrats, have decided they are not going to cooperate in the interest of public safety. They're going to continue to take the side of the illegal aliens. Case in point, Frederick County Executive Michael O'Connor.
I want to make clear to our immigrant community that we will use any and all avenues to ensure you know you are safe in Frederick.
Yeah, but the people aren't safe. The people who live in Frederick and surrounding counties aren't safe. Then there's Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman.
We will do everything that we can to make sure that people have legal representation and that people have services. And if people are deported, we will be having to provide services to the families when the breadwinner leaves.
Yeah. How about paying for their funeral expenses? Or a recompense for when they're victims of crime? Have you factored that in your little services speech there, Stu? Then there's Mayor Scott.
We know that we are looking at challenges in the years ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The insight.
The insight, yeah. It's another profound statement from the mayor of Baltimore. And then our governor, he's not much better.
We know that we are looking at challenges in the years ahead.
They sound remarkably alike.
Yes, they must have done a similar...
almost identical conclusion.
We'll hear from the governor in just a second. And what they are risking, I mean, by taking this stance, because let's face it, this is all about open borders, radical reconquistas who are trying to transform America. But in that transformation, Americans are being victimized.
Yeah. Americans are the losers.
We're being brutally, our daughters, our granddaughters, our sisters, our mothers, our wives are being raped, tortured, murdered, and they don't care.
We're stupid.
And I understand. Nobody wants, you know, again, people aren't committing crimes, but the fact of the matter is you broke into the country.
Yeah.
You violated our laws. You need to go at some point. Now, maybe you're not in the first wave, but at some point you need to be out of this country because, after all, we're a nation ruled by law. And these Democrats, from the governor all the way down to these county executives, are all advocating violating U.S. immigration law. They're aiding and abetting it.
If there is no work, they will self-deport. That's the way to get at it. 813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. Wow, what a job he does. Chuck Whitaker.
We're doing fine at both the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing major there. Looks really good now for a Friday morning. That's really good news. 895 and 95 south, and then through the big interchange here at Camden Yards, 95, Russell Street, the Sky Ramp coming into downtown. Everybody's open. Good news there. Still slow on the Beltway. We had problems at one point near Delaney Valley Road, so we're still slow from Hartford Road over through Towson, getting better after York Road. The west side, a lot of that traffic is still coming down the hill from 795, and then finally getting better after the ramps at Frederick Road. JFX, you're perfect from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, your weather channel forecast for your Friday. Rain is in the forecast a little bit later on this afternoon. 42 the expected high. Actually, some people are now saying they're seeing some snow flurries in certain northwest suburbs. In fact, we're getting some reports of snow flurries in Reisterstown, where it's 32 right now, and also in Forest Hill. Some snow expected in the next hour, and 33. Light snow won't accumulate to anything, and as the temperature rises, it'll change over to all rain. Saturday and Sunday look to be dry, and highs in the mid to upper 50s. And it is 8:15, time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to head to the Big Top. Please enter the Big Top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps the governor of New Mexico. Here's how you handle immigration. You pretend that things that are legal are not legal. And then you could say, I'm not helping with anything that's illegal. Confused? So am I.
It's unlawful. You can't use the military. You can't do mass deportation. So any federal administration, you should expect states, and I think you should expect some bipartisan support, not just by the Democratic governors, is that violating the Constitution and the law, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. Why? Because mass deportations are illegal. They might want to check with Dwight Eisenhower on that. I mean, they just might, because Prior to this president, that was the last mass deportation, and it was a mass deportation that took place when Eisenhower took office in 1952. Other than that, again, just pretend that something that's well within the law is outside the law, and oh well, it's all good after that. Governor, please get back in the clown car and go back and study the difference between legal and illegal. Thanks.
All right, there you have it. Illinois Supreme Court has reversed the conviction of MAGA hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett. So that is something I've been working at, looking at a long time. Look, there were legal and technical
grounds, yeah.
Technical mistakes were made in the prosecution of Jussie Smollett, and even the Republican judges on the Supreme Court agreed with the Democrats who hold the majority on the Illinois Supreme Court. That doesn't change what Jussie Smollett was guilty of.
No.
Nor the massive amount of resources that were expended by Chicago PD
looking
and others.
For those massive groups of MAGA people wandering through downtown Chicago at night wearing bright red MAGA hats. Yeah, it was real likely from the get-go. Look, in essence, what they ruled is this is a form of double jeopardy because the way the trial was pursued, and double jeopardy obviously is something you cannot have. So they said we can't do it because of that. It does not change the fact that the guy lied, that the guy cost huge resources for the city of Chicago, that he pushed forward this racial agenda, that somehow white MAGA people are dangerous, and there are some people out there who still believe him. And it doesn't matter. Facts don't matter. Once you've emotionally made up your mind on something like this, it's really hard to convince somebody that they've been lied to.
Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, he goes right up there with Al Charlton, the Tawana Baloney case. Jussie Smollett, of course, she'll...
Good, he can get a job on MSNBC.
Yeah, again, the Nigerian brothers that he hired or whatever. The View co-host Sonny Hostin was forced to read another legal note about Pete Hegseth and Matt Gaetz. And Joy Blowhard's all upset. She goes, what is this whole show's going to become a legal note show? Well, yeah, that would probably improve your ratings. Yeah. If all you did was to read legal disclaimers for the entire hour, I think I might even watch. I can't watch it now, but it would improve it. It would be entertaining to watch all of the French hens having to read legal notes. And Bill Clinton has done it again. Bill Clinton is predicting the United States is likelier to elect a female if she's a conservative Republican woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably right. Probably true. I think you have a better chance of that happening than some radical progressive Marxist woman that just ran for on the Democrat side. And also the Republicans, whether you like or dislike the Republicans, at least they do practice in the spirit of democracy in our constitutional republic. They actually hold primaries. And the people that are voted in the primaries then become the nominees, and they don't try to strong arm and push people out of the race. Like has happened to the Democrats in the last, three election cycles?
Yeah, 14 million votes for Joe Biden, zero votes for Kamala Harris in the primaries. So who's the nominee? Kamala Harris. Yeah. Perfect sense.
But she leads in the latest poll.
Yes!
28% won her back again. See, they haven't learned their lesson. They really haven't.
Look, if she comes back with content rather than word salads, she could be a decent candidate. But frankly, there's something about her that's not very likable.
What's the expiration date on Kamala? What do you think it is? I mean, I'm hearing she's going to run for governor against Newsom. Because Newsom's going to run for president. She wants to be governor. I don't think she wants any part of a national campaign again. We'll just see. All right, joining us now on our hotline, Vinny Steele, of course, our good buddy, CEO broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, serving Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania for over two decades. Happy to have him back here on the show. Good morning, Vinny.
Morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning. Happy chilly Friday.
Yeah, it feels like a winter day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, Vinny, tell us how the real estate market's doing with these high mortgage rates. Seems like the more the Fed cuts, the higher the interest rates go.
Yeah, Sean, it seems to be the trend. You know, the financial indicators were predicting mortgage rates to start falling once the Fed started cutting the fund rate, which we did see back in August and September, but then they began to slowly rise. But there are other economic factors that should improve with the Trump administration and finally lower those mortgage rates.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, does that mean now that if I'm a prospective buyer, I can just hang on in the spring. I'll see lower rates.
You know, Bruce, that's certainly one approach. However, the cost of waiting. There is a cost to waiting, and there are several programs available today that are going to actually expire as the rates start to ease. So, depending on where you're located, appreciation rates for homes have averaged between 4% and 7%. So, even though you may be getting a lower rate, you're going to be paying more for that dream home.
Well, plus I would think in the spring there's going to be a heck of a lot more people out there looking for homes, which may make it harder to land your perfect dream home.
Yeah, there's no doubt that lower rates are going to fuel competition in a market that's still suffering from low inventory levels. So smart buyers like Charles and Sabrina, who just closed on their home last week, are taking advantage of programs and opportunities available today without having to compete with spring buyers. They wound up purchasing a $410,000 home with only $6,000 out of their pocket.
You're kidding me. Wow, that's what, 1%, maybe 1.5% of the purchase price? Now, does that include their down payment and the closing costs?
Yeah, Bruce, that's everything. Oh. So imagine getting into your dream home for only 1.5% out of pocket. And there were they're clients of ours that had worked with another real estate company for about 3 months and could not get an offer accepted. They worked with us for about a week, and we were able to put this deal together for them. So most real estate agents and companies, they don't possess the knowledge or the programs to help buyers find the perfect home for the best price with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience. So if you've been on the fence, want to explore some of these limited-time programs, you can call or text us, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, and start packing.
Great video. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Have a good one. Day 23 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
A little concerned about this outer loop back up right here at Liberty Road, because south of there after Windsor Mill Road down to I-70, there's hardly any traffic. But Liberty Road back to 795, it's all jammed up. So don't know if there's something new there, but obviously they're looking at something. There is construction in the median, and they could be looking at that. But I think there may be something, in the roadway just south of Liberty Road. So we'll explore that a little bit further. We're still slow from Parkville into Towson from earlier problems. If you're traveling in Fullerton, the report of an accident now on Bel Air Road, just south of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a mixture of rain, light snow still possible here this morning as temperatures remain right around freezing. That'll change to all rain later on today, 42, and then the weekend dries out and it is nicer. Right now, mostly cloudy, 34 in Bel Air. It is 35 in Glen Burnie. Joining us now from the State Highway Administration is Charlie Gishler. Gish, good morning.
Hey,
Gish.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
We're doing fine. Get ready for a big Thanksgiving holiday. That means, there's going to be a lot of traffic on the roads. A lot of people, fly, but I think more and more people just like being able to get in the car and travel to wherever they're going over our roadway. So what's it look like for the holiday travel season?
Yeah, so first and foremost, the Maryland State Highway Administration will suspend non-emergency lane closures throughout the holiday until next week. That way we're not in people's way. Of course, if there is an emergency, we'll have to go out and fix it. That way we can keep traffic moving. But we'll also be adding extra roadside patrols to the high-volume areas to help clear debris if there's, unfortunately, a crash, to help clear that or help out disabled motorists. But the best times, the peak congestion times are going to be between November 26th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. and through December 1st before 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. So if you can travel before those times or after those times, you'll be in better shape. So keep that in mind, as you travel there. And also, before you have to go out, we do have some tools at the disposal for your audience. If you go to roads.maryland.gov, scroll down and click the chart icon. That'll give you access to hundreds of live traffic cameras and also a real-time incident page. And if you travel out west, if you're going out toward western Maryland, maybe over the weekend, they're expecting some snow in far western Garrett County and also in parts of Allegheny County. So if you're on I-68, you also want to go to our website and look at the STORM map, Statewide Transportation Operations Resource Map. That'll show you where the winter equipment is and where they've been for the last half hour. And then finally, a lot of these preventable crashes will save lives. You know, drive sober, never drive impaired with alcohol or drugs. Pay attention. You know, distracted driving is one of the leading causes of, you know, serious crashes throughout the state. And just be patient, share the road, move over for or slow down for stopped vehicles or emergency equipment.
Charlie, if I might, one of the things I was always taught, and of course this is shortly after actually they went to these car things rather than horse and buggy, but one thing that I was always taught was always look for an escape route, always have one. So in other words, don't tailgate the guy in front of you, because if he has to stop suddenly, you've got a real problem. Enough space for you to go somewhere, anywhere, all the time on the highway.
Good rule of thumb, Bruce, is to keep at least two car lanes between you and the vehicle next to you, because you never know, especially nowadays where we're nearing the end of the rut season, but still, you know, I've been seeing a lot of, unfortunately, deceased deer on the road. So if somebody, deer crosses the road and somebody slams their brakes on, you'll have some, like you said, an escape route to make a maneuver to get around that without a rear-end crash. So, yes, that's a great rule of thumb, to keep plenty of distance, give yourself plenty of time, stay patient, and you'll get to where you got to be safely.
Great advice. Charlie Gishner, State Highway. Thanks again, always. Appreciate it. Have a good holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. 827. So, Governor Moore, also, we're talking about these Democrat politicians that aren't going to cooperate with ICE, aren't going to cooperate with the Trump plan to deport illegal alien criminals and thugs. Here's Governor Moore.
The Marylanders are worried about what this election is going to mean for themselves and their families and their future.
And what it means is how you've been unwilling or unable to protect Marylanders from this kind of illegal alien crime, from the juvenile crime that's been exploding and escalating all over the place. Sergeant Betsy Smith, the National Association of Police, she's retired now, but she says they really don't have much choice in the matter.
The federal government will prevail because it is against the law to harbor people who are in this country illegal.
Period.
Yeah, and that's it. That's the law. And what is interesting here, already facing a structural deficit next year in 26 all the way through 30, what they may be doing is costing Marylanders even more. Sergeant Smith explains.
The federal funding will ultimately dry up, and they're going to be stuck supporting these massive amounts of illegal aliens, including the thousands that are criminals, and it's going to create an untenable situation for the leadership and for the communities.
Yeah, so to think about that now, they're already looking and facing a severe budget deficit in 26 and beyond. And they're apparently not concerned about public safety because we have Marylanders being murdered all over the place and gang activity all over the place and these drug cartels now bringing in, all these illegal guns, et cetera. But now, of course, they have to pay for all these people.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to.
Well, they don't.
They're gonna,
we do.
Well, we do, right. And they're going to have to raise our taxes. And it's going to be a very interesting general insane asylum session coming up here in January. But Democrat politicians, the vast majority, because a very few that actually care about public safety, maybe the financial argument will resonate with them. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to logic with illogical people. 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. City police investigating a murder in northeast Baltimore. Officers called to the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue shortly before 5:30 p.m. found the victim unresponsive, life-threatening gunshot wound. When medics arrived, they pronounced the 34-year-old dead at the scene. Another man dead after another shooting. This one took place the 3900 block of Dolefield Avenue in northwest Baltimore. Police responded to the shooting at around 8:30 last night. Found the 29-year-old victim with numerous gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead a short time later. No word yet on what led to that shooting. One person dead, another severely injured following a Thursday afternoon crash in Howard County. It happened on the 13,100 block of Triadelphia Mill Road when a car crossed the median and hit a pickup straight on. The driver of the car was dead at the scene. The pickup driver taken to shock trauma in Baltimore for treatment. And the Carroll County, I'm sorry, make this the Howard County Board of Education, considering changes in its personal device use for students. This is interesting. Before any changes will be made, there'll be a public hearing and policy review to put together recommendations. However, the changes could include requirements that elementary and middle school students keep their devices silent and put away from the first bell of the day to the last. High school students could use their devices outside class time, with laptops and Chromebooks only used for schoolwork. When the policies are clarified, they could begin in late January. And Garrett County, under a winter storm warning until midnight tonight. Significant snowfall expected in the county. State Highway Administration, you just heard from Charlie Gishler, they activated the county's snow emergency plan Thursday afternoon. Wisp Ski Resort expecting at least 6 inches of snow by tomorrow. A slight chance that Washington County could see a couple of flakes of snow, but no accumulation expected there. It's 8:32. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Are you Stouffer Legal safe? Have you viewed Stouffer Legal's online webinar where they teach you how to keep your stuff and the control of your stuff in your family and not under the control of doctors, courts, and lawyers? Have you scheduled your free estate planning consultation with a Stouffer Legal attorney who will learn about you and your family's situation and discover whether your estate plan is all set to accomplish your objectives? Stouffer Legal removes the mystery from estate planning by teaching you how to protect your stuff while you're here and your loved ones after you've gone. And they offer free consultations with an experienced attorney who will lay out your planning options so that you can choose which estate plan is right for you and your loved ones. Go to PlanBaltimore.com to view their estate planning webinar, then request your free estate planning consultation. Take the next step towards peace of mind and family protection. Visit PlanBaltimore.com today. That's PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 616. Your pick 4, 8279. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there is a confirmed wreck now. We thought there was something here. Outer loop south of Liberty Road. We can't see it because the camera is looking up the beltway instead of down the beltway to where this accident might be. And then the camera at I-70 is still looking at the tree. So what the? Never mind. Getting yourself in trouble. But there is an accident there on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. If you're coming into Fullerton, the wreck over there is reported on Bel Air Road, just south of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There is enough cold air in place that we are seeing a mix of rain and snow this morning. Any snow accumulation light. And the temperature's warming up so that this changes over to showers later today. 42 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. And speaking of that, the Ravens getting a payoff from their confidence in new starting safety Ardarius Washington. In his third season at TCU, he's battled injuries his whole career, made a big impression last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and a big impression on his safety mate, Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, I think in my 3 years here, AD has been one of the more resilient people on the team. You know, he's had injuries. He's had times where he might have not been in rotation. He's had times where he was put in the rotation, had another injury. And he's just been super consistent.
Meanwhile, John Harbaugh on the grind of the NFL in general, especially this time of the year.
You know, it takes a lot of courage to play this game, man. It takes an incredible amount of toughness to play this game. What these guys put into it, that kind of an effort, week after week. And we're coming off one of those games. We're going into one of those games. There'll be one of those games the next week after that. That's what the National Football League is. That's why I think these players deserve so much respect for what they do.
After the Chargers on Monday night, the Ravens come home to face another tough opponent. That'll be the Philadelphia Eagles at home. Meanwhile, last night, a snowstorm in Cleveland, and what a night it was.
Winston from the gun. Hands it off. To the end zone goes Chubb. Touchdown, Browns.
Al Michaels had it on Prime, and it was a gift to the Ravens. Browns beat the Steelers 24-19. Ravens one game back in the North. Final NFL note, the honeymoon is coming to an end in New York between Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. When the team fired general manager Joe Douglas a couple of days ago, they ushered out another big name responsible for bringing quarterback Aaron Rodgers to town. Jets owner Woody Johnson has already broached the possibility of benching Aaron Rodgers. High school football playoffs continue today and tonight. 2A, 1A, Middletown travels to Randallstown, while Dunbar tries to extend their winning streak to 50 games against Falston. Here's a sidebar on that. The last time the Poets lost was December 7th of 2019. 31-8 to Catoctin in the 1A final. Dunbar has shut out its last four opponents 2-10 to nothing. In 3A, Northern travels to Arundel, while Franklin travels to Sherwood. Oakland Mills takes on Athelton. 4A, 3A, the Perry Hall Gators take on Thomas Wooten, and Mervo hosts Frederick. In 4A ball, Dundalk travels to PG County Powerhouse Wise, and Northwest travels to Broadneck. Milford Mill hosts Easton. And in the WCAC Capital Division, Sean Casey's DeMatha Stags attempt to avenge last year's 7-0 loss in the finals to Good Counsel. We'll check in with Sean next week on that. Yeah. On the ice last night, Caps lose to the Avalanche 2-1. The final, Pierre-Luc Dubois, the lone goal. Before the game, however, Caps announcing Alex Ovechkin will miss 4 to 6 weeks with a broken fibula, worse than originally feared. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's Friday Football Pick'em.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
This one's for you, Sean. Just FYI.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get it.
We're waiting.
Oh, God, I love this song.
Yeah, we're going to do this favorite for the Friday Football Pick'em for you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You love it.
The Macarena.
Here we go. All right, let's start with, we'll do the Ravens last. How about Vikings at the Bears?
I'll take the Vikings over the Bears. Close game, though. I think you've picked some hard games this week.
I'm a hard picker. Yeah. Sean?
I'll take the Vikings.
Vikes, too. I'm going to opposite you guys. I'm going to go Bears.
You're going to opposite us?
Opposite us, yeah.
That's a new thing.
Sean, Cardinals at Seahawks for you.
I'm going with the home team, Seahawks.
Okay.
Same here.
Wow. 49ers at Packers. Bruce?
The Meat Packers.
You like them?
Well, no, it's hard for them to lose at home in this kind of weather.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Kyle Shanahan may be on the hot seat.
That's a good call, and I'm going Pack too. Ravens and Chargers. Sean.
I think Jim Harbaugh gets off the schneid. I think he finally gets the best of Brother John. Hate to say it, but Chargers take this game.
I think you're living in La La Land, but okay.
Yeah.
Bruce, what about you?
I'm sticking with Big Brother.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Big Brother, too. By the way, I didn't mention this, the standings, because it's important, because only the top two make the playoff show.
Oh, yeah.
FYI.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm at 28-16. 28-16. Bruce, you're two games behind, Sean. You're mopping up the rear. You're, what, five games behind with 24 left to go.
Okay.
All right.
But there's a consolation prize for the last place winner.
Yeah, I get a pen.
There is.
He gets a pen.
You get a pen.
No, okay.
You get another one of my pens.
I'll stop playing the Macarena now.
Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate that. Got an email here from one of our listeners, and this is, of course, from Rob, in Glenarm. He says, regarding the proposed power line, we've been discussing our state's hypocrisies on full display as the state issued license plates featuring a beautiful farm scene in the words, "Our farms, our future." Maybe Westmore should discontinue that and offer a new license plate with the power towers and the words, "Your farms, our property."
Yeah.
That's a good catch there. Take a phone call here. Mark is in Parkville.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just have a comment about the problem with the illegal aliens. What President Trump can do is simply say, okay, you want to house the illegal aliens, keep the feds out, we'll just cut off your federal funds, including the money for the new bridge. And let's see how long that lasts for the state of Maryland.
Well, all you have to do is go after the federal funds necessary to sustain the illegals. I mean, that's all the further you'd have to go is say, if you're not going to cooperate and you make it too difficult for us to get it, we'll withhold the funds, assuming that you're ready for that financial burden.
And Mark's right. That is a legitimate mechanism or lever that the Trump administration can deploy to make sure they get cooperation from people like Wes Moore and Brandon Scott et al. John in Eldersburg, good morning.
Morning, John.
Hey, good morning. So, you know, aiding and abetting criminals is a crime, and you can get arrested for it.
Correct.
And I would say, look, you want to play that game? We'll just come down and arrest you because you're aiding and abetting criminals. And what's interesting, too, is that you're seeing that a lot of blacks are moving over to the Republican Party because they're done with this illegal alien stuff. And so they're trying to hang on to what aliens they got for votes. So yeah, that's what this is all about. They're protecting votes. That's who they're protecting.
Absolutely. And here's the thing.
So, you know, it's a federal crime. I would go ahead and arrest Wes Moore in a minute and say, hey, okay, you want to play that game?
Well, it's going to be interesting. The first Democrat that really puts up this kind of opposition or interferes with the federal agencies in their immigration deportation plan, they need to make an example of. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and arrest and put that person in jail. And I think that was in one of the TV shows I watched.
Wait, what happens, though, if you have somebody who's a criminal alien who has committed a crime but not in this country? But you realize that individual is like a very dangerous human being. Then you can't say you're aiding and abetting a crime here because they've committed a crime.
Yes, you are. You're aiding and abetting, which was even a misdemeanor. The fact they broke into the country is an offense. It's a misdemeanor at this point. Now, if you come in, if you've done it twice, then it's a felony.
Yeah.
So the first time is a misdemeanor. The second time, and many of these people come in and out two or three times.
Oh, yeah.
And so it just depends. So, yeah, obviously, look, you're an elected official. You should be upholding the law.
Yeah, briefly, because that's what we have, because this is all the story really deserves. Holtzman's Bakery on Staten Island. Oprah has been picking up these Charlotte Russe cakes. Whoopi, I'm sorry.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg has been picking up these Charlotte Russe cakes. Well, she tried to place an order for one of these cakes, and they said, our boiler is down. We can't guarantee we're going to have the cakes on time. Right away, she claimed victimhood.
Right.
She said, oh, wow, they're going to treat me unequally because of my political views. So there you go. The Republicans are striking back. Jonathan Turley over on Fox says, hey, the defamation suit against Whoopi, this is quite literally a piece of cake.
Yeah. Well, we also have some of that sound from Whoopi, and she's doubling down now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So,
oh, good.
All right. We'll see what happens.
8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once he is getting ready for the weekend, Chuck Whitaker.
Or once he is. It doesn't matter.
Resist we much.
You resist we much. We much resist.
Once he is, resist we much.
Give the governor a rump.
Yeah. Unbound by what has been.
Can I get a rump fear?
A rump.
While aspiring by what has been.
Pass these out in lieu of pay. The Outer Loop wreck. We finally see it. Yay. The Outer Loop is underneath the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, left-hand lane. Of course, there's no shoulder available there because of construction on the Beltway. So we're getting traffic by to the right. The backup is all the way back towards 795. When you get to Liberty Road, you start to move south. You might as well just get over because the state police are blocking the left-hand lane further down at that accident scene. And it looks like they're going to have to probably tow the vehicles away. Fullerton side in Baltimore County, there was an accident earlier, about 20 minutes ago, Bel Air Road, south of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast is shaping up like this. Maybe still a chance of light rain and or snow possible here. Changing over to all rain a little later on. 42, the expected high. Saturday and Sunday look much better. Dry, sunny, 56. Saturday, 58 on Sunday. And right now we're looking at, still expecting maybe a few snow flurries in the area in the next hour or so. 34 in Columbia and 33 in Reisterstown. And time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, our Feel Good News segment of the day today is the world's tallest woman and shortest woman sat down for tea at a hotel in London. The world's tallest.
This is like a joke waiting to happen.
The world's tallest woman 27-year-old Ramiza Gelgi, who is 7'1". The world's shortest woman is Giota Amgi, who's just 2'7". Both of them got to meet. See if you can tell which is which.
I have realized me and Jody have a lot of common. We both love self-care, makeup, doing our nails, and jewelry.
Hi.
I'm doing good, thank you. You are so beautiful.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, the deeper one, the deeper voiced is the tall woman, and the short woman, and sort of munchkin-like, as they say. I knew this would get you.
I'm sorry. Where's the deposit? Go with the right mind.
Follow me, I'm on the ground.
We are.
Scott Pressler. I promised this, and I thought we'd share it with you today. Yes. He dropped the gauntlet in Bucks County the other day, telling the corrupt commissioner, Diane Ellis Marsiglia, that he is coming for her job.
And I have a message. Peacefully, peacefully, we are coming for your seat in 2027. If you don't resign today,
how about it?
I am coming for your seat peacefully. And Harvey, Commissioner Harvey, this goes for you too. You are complicit. Mark Elias and his cronies must be disbarred from practicing law in Pennsylvania. Any of his cronies for the misconduct that they did. I want you to know that I am going to spend all of my time in Bucks County for the next 3 years making sure that we take back this county. Thank you to every single patriot that showed up today. You just...
Place was packed.
Yeah.
It was packed, and a few glum Democrat faces in the front row there. But the commissioners, look, I think they should be. I don't know if there's enough to violate a criminal statute here because they did ignore a Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah.
Okay. And they basically said we're going to violate the law, and the Supreme Court came back down again and said no, you're not, and then they did separate and segregate the ballots to be counted. Of course, that there was an attempt to steal this election, and it didn't work out for them. You're talking about Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes.
We do have what Whoopi originally said here, and with the first Whoopi cut, Kristen, is Whoopi basically claiming that she was discriminated against, and then one of the owners of Holterman's Bakery on Staten Island.
The place that made these refused to make them for me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What?
Oh, no. Let me explain. They said that their ovens had gone down, all kinds of stuff, but folks went and got them anyway, which is why I'm not telling you who made them. But it can't be because I'm a woman, but perhaps they did not like my politics.
Yeah. And I know how hard my family has worked to keep this business alive. My bakers come in 2 or 3 in the morning just to have donuts and rolls for everybody to come in and say, we have the best rolls ever. This is what makes Holterman's Holterman's. It's the community.
Been around for like 146 years, yeah. Number one. Number two, the boiler went down. So she was telling people, including Whoopi, that we may not be able to fill your order, so don't bother ordering your Charlotte Russe cupcakes here because it's broken. It's down. Then after they called in a repair official, somebody come in to repair the boiler, which eventually was repaired. Well, they called back. And because the boiler had been repaired, they said, oh, yeah, okay, you can get your Charlotte Russe now. Well, she took that as she was being discriminated against, and she ignored the facts that the boiler was broken when she called and ordered.
Yep.
The boiler eventually was fixed sooner than they thought. And so when they called back to try to catch him in a lie, they thought they were being discriminated against. And here is Whoopi doubling down.
There seems to be a lot of talk about the dessert I requested for my birthday show. I never mentioned the name of the bakery or the location. It does seem a little odd that when we called a few weeks before my birthday and we were told they couldn't process the order for my birthday because of an equipment failure, but somehow they were able to accept an order of a different 48 of the same dessert when somebody else called without later. Using my name.
Later.
But it's all okay, y'all, because I enjoyed my delicious dessert and I had a happy, sweet birthday.
Yeah, she's maligned this store. That is a slander. And so Jonathan Turley over at Fox said their defamation case against her, it's a slam dunk. The question is how many dollars is going to be in their pocket? Because this is Whoopi trying to be a bully and a victim all at the same time.
You know, for these businesses, grow up. Stop discriminating because they're Kamala Harris voters or they're Donald Trump voters. Just conduct your business. You know, or you shouldn't be in business if you can't be serve all the people. I understand if somebody comes in and they're rude or they're not dressed properly or whatever the case may be. But stop discriminating because of political viewpoint. That is not America.
But that's no indication that happened here. Is it clear?
No, it didn't.
Yeah. All right. This is simply our boilers down. Okay. Yeah. Live with it. By the way, I want to make sure we take a moment to note this. That on this date, in 1963, around midday this date, John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. And I remember it very clearly.
All right. 10:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Can you see if the left-hand lane is back open here on the outer loop right before the bridge at Windsor Mill Road? I think they may have just cleared that wreck that was in the left-hand lane. Been there more than a half an hour now, so the backup is still back to 795. Yeah, they're moving again, so they're in the left-hand lane, and we're off to the races once again. South of there from I-70, if you just pay attention to your speed and don't go wrecking now as you're moving south of this accident scene, we should be okay. But it's going to take probably 20, maybe 25 minutes. Clear all this out. You're still backed up. Brake light still beginning at 795, but it is clearing. So good news is finally there, and all the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says mixture of light snow, rain throughout the morning. It'll change over to all rain later today. 42 is the expected high. Right now we're expecting some snow. Next hour, 34 in Columbia. Let's head over to Middle River. Check in there. Where they're expecting snow in Middle River in the next hour. 36. Joining us in studio, sitting in for Kim today, is Nanook of the North.
Yeah.
Bah humbug.
That's your winter coat, yes?
Yes.
So what do you do when it actually gets cold outside?
What? this is a winter coat.
Yes,
it is,
I know.
Actually cold outside. What do you mean? All right. Well, we
it's
so
freezing.
It is freezing. We have so much to talk about today. Obviously, everybody's still talking about Congressman Matt Gaetz. And really, his next possibilities, that's what I'm kind of looking at, is where he could go next. You know, I didn't think about the fact that he did resign from the 118th Congress. Right. But he's still there for the 119th. Does he stay? I don't know. I was watching his wife, Ginger Gaetz. She was doing like a podcast and then also posting about it. And she was saying, you know, we're kind of moving on to the next chapter. So I wonder if that means that they're going to go, like, forego staying
right.
in Congress.
And Gaetz posted on X in response to the Vice President-elect Vance that he's looking forward to serving in another post.
Yeah.
So that's a little cryptic. We're not quite sure what that means.
Yeah. I mean, regardless, it's Matt Gaetz. He's going to end up in the administration. He'll end up somewhere.
Right.
Right? It's just, you know, we'll talk about where he might end up.
Senate? Also,
yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if Governor Ron DeSantis takes that on, because I think this ethics committee investigation is still going to come out. I do.
Oh, yeah. It's going to come out. It's already been leaked to the New York Times, so it's just a matter of time before they're just holding it now until they need it again.
Right. I saw where the Venmo payments came out. I read some of those. You know, I don't know if Governor Ron DeSantis takes that risk. But you know what? I think a lot of people would love to see him there.
Right.
That's for sure. Also, local leaders plan to fight back against the deportations. I don't know why they still believe they can override federal agents, but we'll talk about it. And then Jussie Smollett. This is what really upset me, okay?
Right.
When all of that happened, and he so-called went to Subway in the freezing cold in Chicago, which nobody would do, especially a black person. But he goes out there, and he says it's from, you know, Trump supporters were, you know, the ones that were chasing him. I thought he really tried to start a race war. It got that close.
Yeah.
And then for them
he's
to
trying to stir the pot.
Connection. Yeah, that was, I don't know. We're going to talk about it, and I hope people weigh in on it, but I don't think that this should have been what happened as far as overturning the conviction. I really don't.
Well, look, there's precedent for trying to start a race war. There's Al Charlton, who had the Tawana Baloney case, which I've called it for years, and that very close came to a lot of racial division.
Right. We need to make, you know, a lesson out of some of these people, and I think Jussie should have been one of those people.
Right. Yeah, but instead, he's been cast in another Netflix movie. So it's like, really? Why is he employable?
Well, you know. Privilege.
Netflix should solve their buffering problem and not worry about Jussie and Obama programming, that's for sure.
That's true.
Kim, thanks. We'll stay tuned at 9 o'clock. You. Maryland Department of Juvenile Services, the workers at one of their locations at Backbone Mountain Youth Center sent in an email Sunday. They are worried about staff and youth safety due to the ongoing violent incidents. They wrote the Garrett County facility needs immediate attention from the top. Quote, I wanted to write this email on the morale of the camp and also the morale of the youth. And recently they held a press conference to denounce what's happening inside Governor Moore and Vinnie Schiraldi's Department of Juvenile Services.
It's been harder and harder to be a DJF employee. I've had members tell me they've been punched, slapped, and assaulted on the job because staffing levels are severely low.
Now, they're understaffed and overwhelmed, as you might imagine. Kinji Scott, an activist who did serve as a correctional officer inside the juvenile services at one point, said the hiring practices are just completely, they make no sense at all.
We keep hiring high schoolers and grandmothers and aunties with no experience with working with these type of kids in the institution. This is what we're going to get. This isn't Sunday school. This is juvenile jail.
And he's absolutely right. The juveniles inside these facilities are not going to respect people that are near their age, or unfortunately, they're not going to respect women inside these facilities.
They know they're getting it by on their moms or their grandmoms since they were 8 years old, so why should they worry about somebody else's mom or grandma?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks for listening. Great week. Appreciate that. Enjoy your weekend. Kim is coming up next. Don't forget Rob Carson at noon. Drive home with Sean Hannity at 3. We're back Monday morning at 6 a.m. right here on WCBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.